Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
And today is Monday, February 11th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, an accordion-style SEPTA jackknifed and crashed into a home in North Philadelphia in one of a number of accidents that already occurred during this morning's snowfall. It happened at 1:45 a.m. Monday at 21st and Diamond. Two passengers were on the bus at the time when the driver lost control and crashed into the home. One of the female passengers suffered a leg injury and was taken to the hospital, but she's in stable condition. A family of five, two adults and three children, were inside of the home at the time. They were not injured. Now, LNI determined that the building is not safe, so the Red Cross is assisting the displaced family. Throughout the region, the wintry weather created slick spots, which resulted in many accidents. A tractor trailer went down an embankment and crashed into a guardrail on the New Jersey Turnpike northbound near 42 in Runnymede. The driver was briefly trapped inside of the truck, but was rescued by crews. An accident involving a double tractor trailer shut down the Pennsylvania Turnpike eastbound between Reading and Morgantown as well.
So I'd never heard that term before, accordion style. I know what that means, yeah. But I'd never known that that's what you call those buses. I guess it's like a double bus with
the connector.
Thing in the middle there before, accordion style. Imagine having to drive one of those behemoths around.
And inclement weather.
Once it snows and all of that crap. I can't even imagine.
I think, though, if they're going to attach those things that way, it should play as it rolls along some sort of...
Just like... Not even music, just that
polka,
annoying sound.
A lot of polka. Yeah.
I can't imagine driving something like that, period, let alone through, you know, when it gets a little bit slippery out. Mm-hmm.
There are so many roads, and I see it all the time, that are virtually undrivable in a regular car.
That
these things have to negotiate those. I don't know how the hell they do it. Yep.
So many schools, including those in Philadelphia, are delayed 2 hours this morning as we await the second round of a wintry mix expected to move in tonight. A winter weather advisory is in effect today. A Fishtown home is about to come crumbling down just one day after it suddenly sank about a foot unexpectedly. Demolition crews are preparing to bring down a home on the 600 block of East Thompson Street. LNI officials have deemed the house unsafe. The home belongs to a 94-year-old woman who had been living in the house since the 1950s. According to the family, a contractor was doing renovation work to the basement of the townhome next door on Friday. The 94-year-old, her two children, and a caretaker were inside of the home when the house sunk. The family is now working to retrieve all of the belongings from the home before it's torn down. The woman has dementia, and her home is the only place she feels comfortable, her family says. Her son says that he's going to stay with his mother for the time being until they can figure out a long-term solution.
That blows. Can you imagine you're in a house that sinks a foot while you're in it?
No.
It's too much. No.
The family says they have contacted an attorney who is working with them to figure out where they are going to go next.
It's funny because, like, if you go along fault lines and things, sometimes just movement of an inch and a half can cause, you know, cities to crumble.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. This sunk a foot.
A foot.
In the middle of a measles outbreak that has sickened more than 50 people in the Pacific Northwest, Washington lawmakers heard testimony Friday on a bill that would remove parents' ability to claim a personal or philosophical exemption to opt their school-age children out of the combined measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Hundreds of people opposed to the measure lined up more than an hour before the start of the hearing before the House Health Care and Wellness Committee. The bill comes as health officials have reported at least 52 known cases in Washington State and 4 in Oregon. Most of the Washington cases are concentrated in Clark County, just north of Portland, Oregon. The measure is sponsored by a lawmaker from the region, Republican Representative Paul Harris of Vancouver, and has the support of the State Medical Association and Governor Jay Inslee. Inslee declared a state of emergency last month. The measure does allow proof of disease immunity through laboratory evidence or history of disease to substitute for immunization.
We got to get behind this. It says MMR on the
thing. I know. Right? That's the vaccination, the MMR. You're right.
I mean, this has to be us.
Uh-huh. Currently, the state allows school vaccination exemptions for children at public or private schools or licensed daycare centers based on medical, religious, and personal beliefs. Unless an exemption is claimed, a child is required to be vaccinated against or show proof of acquired immunity of nearly a dozen diseases, including polio, whooping cough, and mumps, before they can attend school or a child care center. California removed personal belief vaccine exemptions from children in both public and private schools in 2015 after a measles outbreak at Disneyland sickened 140 47 people and spread across the United States and into Canada.
Do either of you guys, Preston or Steve, have that badass scar that you got from
that? It's faded over the years.
Yeah, what is that? Was that for polio?
That was to keep me from getting pregnant. Yeah, okay. No, it was polio. Yeah.
Okay. Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah. It was way up high. I don't even know what shoulder's on. Preston, mine is completely faded.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't the TB test leave that too?
I used to have a fairly pronounced indentation.
Yeah, it was the different marks.
Right, yeah.
I thought that was the TB test.
No. TB, because we had, there was a lunch lady in my high school who died and she ended up having tuberculosis.
Oh, wow.
So the whole school had to get TB tests.
And
that just goes like under the first like layer or second layer of your skin. It's really, really nothing.
Well, I'm old enough to have gotten all the whatever the biggest, baddest needles, like mine were like sewing needles.
Smallpox vaccine. Yeah. That's what it was. Okay.
So Vermont also abandoned its personal exemption in 2015. Okay, in sports this morning. The Sixers beat the LA Lakers yesterday afternoon in South Philly. Yeah. Joel Embiid had 37 points and 14 rebounds. Tobias. You know what? I keep him and the guy from Ghost. I keep like mixing the names up.
Both their names are Tobias. Yeah.
Tobias Harris scored 22 points in the second game with the Sixers as they cruised to a relatively easy win over LeBron James and the Lakers, 143-120. JJ Redick added 21 points for the Sixers, who have won two straight after acquiring Harris and four others on Thursday's trade deadline. They are home again tomorrow night with a game against the Boston Celtics, and tip-off is at 8:00. The Flyers, who beat the Anaheim Ducks on Saturday afternoon, extend their point streak to 10 games, going 9-0-1 in that stretch. They're home tonight. They host Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins for the first time this season. The Penguins have lost four straight games, but are still 6 points ahead of the Flyers in the Metro Division. The puck drops at 7:00. And in golf, Phil Mickelson is on the brink of his fifth victory at Pebble Beach Pro-Am after turning a three-shot deficit into a three-shot lead. A wild day of weather kept him from finishing yesterday. The final round started an hour late because of rain, and then it was delayed two more hours when a hailstorm covered the putting greens in a sheet of white. Play is scheduled to resume later today. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Welcome back from the weekend, y'all. Hopefully everybody had a pretty decent one.
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, decent.
Nice. We do have some things planned for this week, as we always try to do. New Word of the Week prize. We have a 4-pack of pit tickets to see Disturbed and 3 Days Grace. It's presented by WMMR. The show is on the 18th at the Wells Fargo Center. So you want to listen to Jackson all this week because he's going to have more chances to win and to qualify for a grand prize, which is security detail and escort the band on stage. So you get to do a little backstage.
Wow. Which would be kind of cool. If there's a security incident, you can take care of it.
You apparently, in the beginning of the movie Taken, where you remember Liam Neeson has to, a guy comes out with a knife, tries to attack that singer.
That could be you. Yeah.
Save
the day. A knife attack.
Trained or not, we're putting you in that position.
Listen, just watch Taken. You'll know what to do.
So we have that to give away this week, and that's pretty much all that I have to report for now. We're just going to have a good time. I mean, people are, you're going to have to deal with a little bit of a crappy commute today, so we will do our best to, distract you from that in a good way, not like take your eyes off the road or anything along those
lines. Not like LSD way.
No, which would be,
could be kind of cool.
A little fun for a Monday morning.
There's our morning stunt, driving around on LSD.
We've never tried that.
At least in a snowstorm.
Yeah. Anyhow, there is some more inclement weather on the way a little bit later on tonight. Just heads up on that. We're going to take a break. The Grammys were last night, so we'll recap that when we come back. Play some pieces of audio, tell you who won what, and so on and so forth, and some other entertainment stories to bring along to you. We'll break and be back with that, as well as a stupid question, some stuff to give away. Hang in there. We're going to go with you on the drive-in this morning. Be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, I'd like to thank Jack Frost Mountain for sponsoring today's podcast. We are headed back to Jack Frost on Friday, March 1st for our 13th annual Preston and Steve Cardboard Classic. Go to WMMR.com to score $10 lift tickets and for details on how to register your sled to compete for cash and prizes. From WMMR and JFBB, where the snow comes first.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day spa package from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit HandandStone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Red, red, red. Is she seeing red? Well, she wants to this Valentine's Day. Give her one of Steven Singer's famous Valentine's Day red 24-karat gold dip roses starting at only $59 with free shipping. A gift that lasts a lifetime. Only at IHateStevenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, stupid question this morning for a giveaway. We have a pair of tickets to see Jim Florentine, Rich Voss, Robert Kelly, who else? And Rod Bennington, who are going to be performing Friday, March 8th at the Keswick Theater in Glenside. So you get to see all those peoples if you can answer this question correctly. When what is now known as Amazon.com was launched in 1994, what was it called?
Huh.
It was something before Amazon.com. 215-263-WMMR. Let's even know the answer to that. When what is now known as Amazon.com was launched in 1994, what was it called? All right, do a little research. Give us a call. Let's see if you know the answer. I will go through some birthdays while we are awaiting your answer. Today is Monday, February 11th. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park celebrates his birthday today. He's 42 years old.
You've been talking about him in the music news.
Yeah. And we shall see what the fate of Linkin Park is. And
I think we've said countless times, you and I agree.
They can carry it.
Yes. It was always a multi-faceted band with multiple leads and different musical directions. They should carry on. I think it'd be a great way to honor Chester Bennington's memory.
Agreed. It won't be the same, but they'll always have that material of his, you know, to perform as throughout the years. But I think he can definitely handle it. And I have a feeling that's what they'll do. He's 42 today. The amazing Jennifer Aniston. And it's a milestone birthday for her today. She is officially 50 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Still looks phenomenal.
You saw We're the Millers, right?
I loved it.
Yeah, that's great. She's great. She looks better than she ever looked. Now, you and I had crushes on her in the movie Leprechaun years and years and years ago, this dumb little horror movie.
Yep.
She looks better now.
Yeah. I just recently saw her in, I don't know if the movie was called Switch, but they basically she gets a sperm donor and they switch the, her best friend switches it, so he's the dad.
It was cute. Rom-com?
It was cute. It was a good, you know, I have and nothing
who,
else to
who
do.
Who played the one that she hooks up with, Rosie Grier?
No.
It was Jason Bateman.
Yeah, she's played a whole bunch of okay roles in movies. And then there's a few, all right, that was really good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. So. Did you get the, do you have the story about her over the weekend and her birthday party by any chance?
No, do tell. Do tell. Dish, Case.
She invited Brad Pitt. And he showed up.
Wow. He showed up. Yeah. Apparently they've been good. Casey, apparently they've been friends. They weren't friends the immediate year and a half, 2 years after he left her to be with Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
But they mended the proverbial fences. He showed up at the party, and apparently it was wonderful.
Okay. I liked them as a couple.
So did I. Yeah, I preferred them as a couple.
Well, she's 50, so she keeps cranking it out. And happy birthday to Jennifer Aniston. Also to another lovely young woman, Natalie Dormer.
Yes.
Is 37. I'm rewatching Game of Thrones. I'm at the beginning of the fifth season right now where she really starts to come into prominence.
Okay.
Which is nice. And she does not mind getting naked on that show.
She's also just innately sexy, I think.
In
Captain America, the first Avenger. She has a brief scene.
She has a come hither look about her. So 37 today. Let's see. We also have Damian Lewis, who is on the show Billions.
Billions and billions and billions and billions.
He was also on Homeland.
Billions and billions and billions.
But Billions
and billions and billions and billions
is where he is.
And billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
Is he the billionaire?
He is the billionaire. One of the billionaires.
One of the billionaires, right?
Billions and billions.
There's billions of billionaires.
Billions and billions and billions Bobby and billions Axelrod. And billions.
By the way, this goes on for over 2 minutes.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions. And billions and
they're all separate mentions, right?
Yeah, they are.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and.
Yes.
I can't remember if I told you guys this or not, but my dad loves that show. And, you know, he was using the voice remote control, trying to put it on.
Oh,
he
no.
Still has a little bit of a Long Island accent. So he's going, billions.
Billions.
And it wouldn't put it on for him. And my brother walked in. He was like cursing at the remote. Put the effing show on.
You have a hideous dialect.
Yeah.
Billions.
Just have him pull up this video.
Billions and 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 billions and
billions and billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions
and billions. And then he's like, Kathy just gives up. I forget. I watch that Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Waterboy.
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 So, Damian Lewis from Billions.
Billions and Billions.
Is 48 today. Taylor Lautner, who we got to know through the Twilight movies.
That was during the time of Tay-Tay.
Yes.
Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner. He was a werewolf.
That is correct. Remember, he was a Shark Boy, too.
He was Shark Boy as
Shark
well.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
He is a martial artist. He buffed up for his role as a werewolf.
Yeah.
In those movies, which were terrible.
He hasn't like done much lately.
He has not done much.
Okay.
Now, he, believe it or not, for a brief period of time, was associated with, or at least his name came up, Nick, I don't know if you remember, in a few of the Brian Singer articles.
Oh, really? Is one of the
Twinks? Now, I don't know if that actually anything came of that, but so that was early on in his career.
He's turning 27 years old today. Tina Louise. Ginger from Gilligan's Island.
Yes.
He is 85.
We had the dude in who played the most fascinating man, for the, it was Dos Equis, right?
Wasn't yeah.
It? And she was his girlfriend for many, many years. Remember we had him on the phone?
Yeah.
And he had just written a book and they were an item for years.
Mm-hmm. We briefly spoke to her too. Remember she was promoting a movie that she had a very, very small role in and she was nice.
Yes.
She's 85 today. Jeb Bush, a former governor of Florida, brother of George W. Bush, is 66 years old today.
It's funny, they mentioned him in Vice as the possible presidential candidate, and then Dick Cheney's like, no, it's actually George is going to be running. And he was so surprised, Dick Cheney, when George W. was running and not Jeb.
You would never peg them as brothers.
No.
I never peg them just in general. They would probably protest because that's painful when that happens.
So he's 66. Then you have Sheryl Crow, great singer, songwriter. I had a thing for her for a little while, way back when.
Yeah, she's won a few Emmys, right? Grammys.
Yeah. She's very talented. She can play, write, and perform. So,
I saw her on that Willie Nelson tour a year and a half ago, and she belted it out, man. She sounded phenomenal.
Oh, wait, and she and Lance Armstrong were a couple for a while. Remember that? And it might have been when all of that came to light,
just
the cheating scandal, I think.
Just before.
Or just before?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Isn't My Favorite Mistake, isn't that about Eric Clapton?
That might be.
Might be.
They had a relationship for a little bit.
Yeah, she's 57. And then the last birthday, what's the dill? Sarah Palin has her birthday today.
It's a big dill.
The art of the dill. And she is 55. Let's see if we can get an answer to our stupid question this morning. What is now known as Amazon.com was launched in 1994, what was it called? And we are going to go to Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Is this Laura?
It's Joe.
Joe? Joe.
Laura had to go.
Laura had to go.
Laura, okay. Maybe Laura was there.
All right. Did Laura tell you the answer?
Yes.
All right, what is it?
It's Kadabra.
Kadabra, yes.
Hi, this is Laura.
Yeah. Hang on, Laura. We're going to get your information. It's like in So I Married an Axe Murderer. I love it when Vicky is the is our tour guide. Vicky's awesome. It was what was his name?
Bill Hartman.
Hartman
took
was Vicky
pissing in the bitch's ocular cavity.
That's right. Had what we call a bitch. So hang on, Laura/Joe. We are going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see Jim Florentine, Rich Voss, Robert Kelly.
My name is Laura.
And Rod, Ron Bennington, Friday, March 8th at the Keswick Theater in Glenside. And tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Click concerts at WMMR.com for complete details. So the box office, let me hit that real quick. Lego Movie 2, the second part, was number one. Less than they had anticipated money-wise, but it still made $34,400,000 for the top spot. Followed by What Men Want, Cold Pursuit was third. That's the Liam Neeson, yeah, Mr. Plow movie. Then The Upside, Glass, is still in the top five. The Prodigy, followed by Green Book, Aquaman, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, and rounding out the top ten was Miss Bella.
Aquaman still hanging in there. Wow.
Yeah. Yep, most definitely. So the Grammys were last night. I'm like, you know what? Do we talk about that now? Do we talk about it later on?
We can burn it off now, honestly. Yeah, there was really not that much. We have a couple of clips. It was, I watched it all. And
I watched 30 minutes of it. I watched the beginning. I saw Lady Gaga perform, or not perform, but win.
There were some very good performances. The thing is, if you want, always DVR it and go through it, because sometimes you'll be turned on to some cool performances, and that was it. But all that was enjoyable of the Grammys could have happened within an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much that they padded out with, or seemed to be padding it out with last night.
I only watched the beginning. I watched the red carpet stuff, everybody arrive, and then I watched the beginning of the show. But I felt like it was kind of, you know, they did the performances, they did a few awards, they did another
couple of mashups. Yeah.
I thought it was good.
Okay. So to give you a summary of it was hosted by Alicia Keys, and she's great. She
did a good job.
Very, very likable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hater.
You hate,
really?
Alicia Keys.
I just hate her now.
Why?
I'm over the whole, like, women don't have to wear makeup, but like throw on a nice dress and come to the Grammys, will you?
She looked good. Was she had a couple things though. Did you see when she was playing two pianos?
I didn't. I didn't see her,
you got to watch all 9.5 hours to get a good take. Yeah, dolled up.
She looks pretty on the red carpet, but then when she came out to host, I just thought she looked very plain. She could have dolled up a little.
So look, here's a picture of her playing two pianos, Press. That's not a plain outfit.
No, but she's still
different. Yeah,
she's so beautiful. And listen, she is beautiful without makeup, but she's still doing this whole no makeup thing.
Okay. Well, anyhow, the big winner was Kacey Musgraves. She's a country artist.
Yes.
And her golden hour. Took home Album of the Year, and she also won awards for Best Country Album, Best Country Solo Performance as well, and Best Country Song. So she took home four. I was not familiar with her. She is gorgeous. I saw her perform. She did a song called Rainbow or something like that.
It was really good.
It was good. Her voice didn't blow me away. I thought it was okay and a beautiful song. Usually the Grammys, you have people who really
blow it out.
Turn that voice on, and I was like, wow, it was a little understated.
And she performed with Dolly Parton, too.
Yeah,
later on.
Yeah, so, but she was a big winner, and another big winner was Childish Gambino, Donald Glover.
Yes.
Who won Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Rap/Song Performance for This Is America.
He didn't show up.
He had said well in advance that he wasn't going to be there. Neither was Ariana Grande. They were both bailing out. But this marked the first time that a rap song was winning either of those major awards, Song of the Year and Record of the Year, and achieved both firsts for hip-hop in the same year with the same track. So it was kind of groundbreaking last night. Cardi B won Best Rap Album for Invasion of Privacy, becoming the first solo female performer to win that category. Dua Lipa, am I saying that correct?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Was named Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper won Best Pop Duo Group Performance for Shallow from A Star Is Born. He is a Grammy winner now.
How wild is that?
Which immediately made me think, Steve, he's got to go for EGOT. He's got to try.
That's probably
the toughest one to pull off if you're not a musician.
Sometimes they'll get it for spoken word or something like that.
True.
Yeah, but if you to do it the real way is to come in with a musician nod.
Yeah.
And he's got one.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure, because when they announced it, they just said her name.
Mm. No.
They didn't say his name along with it.
I don't remember.
Well, I mean, when they announced the nominees, it was Lady Gaga and
Bradley Cooper. So maybe they knew he wasn't there, and that's why they just announced as her. And I thought that they were going to perform together. Was I wrong about
that? She was at the BAFTAs. He's in the UK at the BAFTA Awards.
And did not win there.
But we talked about them, that he was saying that
Oscars.
Maybe at the Oscars.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. They're supposed to perform at the Oscars. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to just live your life in the award shows like I do, Kathy.
Other big winners included Ariana Grande for Best Pop Vocal Album for Sweetener, Drake for Best Rap Song for God's Plan, Greta Van Fleet won Best Rock Album for From the Fires, and of course that was, they don't even do the rock oriented awards.
Do you hear what they did?
On the telecast any longer. They do them at a ceremony before.
Not even a ceremony. They called him up and they said it was in a box outside the Denny's.
Oh, yeah. But that's what they do now, isn't it?
So it's like pop and rap awards.
It's gone.
And, well, country.
And country. Yeah.
There's a
rock. So country took over rock.
Rock is gone.
That's crazy.
It's, no, country didn't take over rock, but it's where their sensibilities are. So what killed me last night was there were a number of rock songs performed, mm-hmm. In mashups.
Right, right.
So, but they don't,
That's weird.
It's a weird process. It's a little unnerving to see that happen because they're not throwing any energy behind it. Yeah. And you do have Greta Van Fleet, who could have performed and done a great job.
Yep.
Were any rock albums up for any album of the year or anything like that?
You know what? I'd have to go back and look at the nominees case, but I don't think so. Brandi Carlile, who took home multiple awards, Best Americana Album for By the Way, I Forgive You for Best American Roots Song and Best American Roots Performance for The Joke. So we have a couple of pieces of audio that we can play.
Yes.
Here it says, this is Lady Gaga and J-Lo, who came up at the beginning with Michelle Obama. And who else was up there with
it? It was
Jennifer Lopez, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Lady Gaga.
That's it.
And Alicia Keys. So here's Lady Gaga and J-Lo talking about what music means to them.
They said I was weird. That my look, my choices, my sound, that it wouldn't work. But music told me not to listen to them.
Wow! Wow!
Hip hop to freestyle pop.
Hang on.
Wow!
I know.
Music gave me a reason to dance. From hip hop to freestyle pop, soul, and salsa.
Goddamn
and it kept me moving.
Salsa.
Look at the hat she's wearing. That's
can't even see her face.
She's wearing a sombrero.
No, she's wearing a flying saucer. the creatures from Men in Black get out of her head.
It's like a Panama hat, but with a gigantic brim around it. And you can't see her eyes at all.
No.
They're covered by the shade.
And this Panama hat does not have to be the size of Panama.
No.
From the block to the big stages and even bigger screens.
Yeah!
It reminds me where I come from. But it also reminds me of all the places that I can go.
It reminds me where I come from, which I'll never go back to again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really, though I pay some people who are from there to clean my house.
Right.
Hey, but don't be fooled by the rocks that I got.
Yeah. I'm well past you now.
All right. Do we want to go through all the clips?
Yeah, there's a couple of you. These
Janelle Monáe did a performance. I did see this. It was very Prince-like.
I thought so.
Very Prince-like.
And I didn't love the song.
It didn't do much for me either, Kathy. Yeah.
I love the performance, but not the song.
Agreed. She was totally faking it on the guitar. I don't know if you noticed that.
I was wondering that.
Well, she wasn't hitting all of those chords. I was watching her hands, and she'd play the first three, and then there was one where she was singing, and mysteriously, that just happened all by itself.
Okay.
So she wasn't really playing, but, it was more of a dance show. But
you got me right here in your dream pocket.
And I like her a lot, too, but
on the shag carpet.
What I didn't see was the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Post Malone. I would like to hear.
So
that.
It starts off with Post Malone, who I've often mocked for having so much written on his face, and his weird look. But it starts off, and he's playing acoustic, and he can sing, and he can play acoustically, and I'm like, well, okay. And then he proceeds into a rap number and then follows through. And the Chili Peppers are there. Yep. And he rocks with the Chili Peppers.
The only thing I had a problem with, the segues, it wasn't a very seamless transition from Post to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
From Post, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's play a little bit of this. Is this when they played Dark Necessities?
Yeah.
Okay.
Many moons that a deep pain, so I'm keeping an eye on the shadow's mark to see what it has to say. You and I both know, let everything go away. What do you say? Sending out that is on my heart for like a better life with a touch of stuff without a sweet sack of the dope thing I cut out. We are by far.
I'm over Anthony Kiedis' mustache.
Lose it.
Yeah.
It looks stupid.
100%.
Yeah, it's very porn stashy.
It looks very bad. I'll tell you this, though, to your earlier point, Kathy, or about, rock not being represented. It seems that when they really want to have fun in these mashups, these artists will do rock songs.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's when they're really doing this. In this case, Post Malone was clearly having a great time with the Chili Peppers. So this is sort of a... It's still there. It's just there in a different way.
Yeah, I know there was a... I read about this. I didn't see it, and we don't have audio of it, but Alicia Keys, when she was playing the two pianos...
It was wild.
...went through some interesting stuff. She played Killing Me Softly. She played doo-wop, but she did... She played Unforgettable, Nat King Cole, but also she did a little bit of Clocks from Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
And she also did Use Somebody from Kings of Leon. So she flirted in the rock world.
They jump in there.
Which is cool.
So she was sitting, she literally had a left hand on one grand piano and her right on the other and was playing. It was really cool.
I watched some of Travis Scott's performance and he was wearing a Rush t-shirt, Preston. He was wearing Counterparts, I think.
Awesome.
And that surprised me. So there are these elements of rock that show up, even if the performances themselves often get snubbed.
Wow. Okay, so let's pull up the Dolly Parton clip.
Yeah,
they did a nice tribute to her. A lot of ladies came out and performed Miley Cyrus, Little Big Town, Katy Perry.
You know what was wild about
this? Casey Musgraves, the girl that was the big winner.
Preston, she came out at her age and her deal. She can still sing, man.
Yes, she can.
She was wailing. And they introduced a song, which is not represented in this clip that you're going to play. I think it's called Red Shoes, a brand new song. Holy hell, it was great.
Yeah, that was from that that movie Dumplin'.
Okay.
Dolly Parton is a big part of that movie.
It's Jennifer Aniston's birthday today.
And look at that. She's in that movie. All right, so here is her and Miley doing Jolene.
Miley.
Was that Miley singing?
That's Miley. Please don't
take my man. She's suited for that song.
Yeah, yeah. Her voice sounds good.
She did good.
Jolene. Please don't take it just because you can.
Take it away.
Now your beauty is beyond compare. Flaming locks of auburn hair.
That's Dolly. Ivory
skin and eyes of emerald green. That smile is like a breath of spring. Voice is soft as summer rain. Well, I cannot compete with you, Jolene. When he talks about you whistling, there's nothing I can do to keep from crying. When he calls you late, Jolene.
That's a great song. I still love that song.
That's a great song. She wrote it all.
Yep.
And you can easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
I didn't see this. I saw Miley perform with Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, they were in the show, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to write a book of people that I would like to see punched in the face.
Wait, who?
Miley's going to be in the first chapter.
Really? Oh, wow. You don't like Miley anymore.
Not totally the first page. But, I know you do, but I would like to
see what pissed you off so much about that performance? Or just in general?
Oh, no, just her. I just don't like her.
But she sounded good, right?
Oh, yeah, she's got a good voice and everything.
So I would kind of agree with you there. Yeah,
Camila Cabello is her name, right? She opened up the show officially. They had this multi-level set that was pretty cool.
And I liked it.
Yeah, of course.
It had the Latin flavor and all that crap. I loved it. I was like, okay, this is awesome.
Yeah.
What do we have next here? Aretha Franklin Memorial?
Yeah, so at the end, mind you, they'd gone past 11 at this point, but they brought out Fantasia Barrino.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I know. But I forgot she can actually sing, so they did a good tribute
to her. American Idol, so. Yeah. Or did she come in second place?
She doesn't even know what she came in.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Before the day I met you, she left for sure kind, but you're the key to my peace of mind. Cause you
good.
Yeah.
So
it's just hard to do any tribute to Aretha Franklin because you're comparing yourself
to Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
There are a couple moments that sort of I thought were pretty interesting. The Dolly Parton, they actually covered After the Gold Rush. They all the ladies up on stage, the Neil Young song was really well done. And then this artist, her, are you familiar with her?
No.
Okay, so she's got this big mountain of hair. She was on stage with a see-through Stratocaster, Preston.
Yeah.
And she was playing.
Wow.
And she shred, actually, during the
That's
song.
That's who
don't
that
have,
was?
We don't have any audio of it. But, okay. But, okay. Yeah, but she was very, very competent. So that sort of blew me away.
That was actually the last performance that I watched of the evening before I turned into, what did I watch? Like all of my other shows.
True
Detective,
your
Walking
stories.
Dead, all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
And one thing that caught a lot of attention the day after, Preston, is it was the premiere of the Aladdin commercial. Did you see that?
I didn't.
So it's wild because Will Smith in it, I don't know exactly what they're doing, but he's blue. He looks like a genie.
It.
But it's one of those things like, this is a little weird.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to figure out why it is weird. Maybe it's a CGI body. Maybe he just got buffed up for it.
Okay.
But there's something weird going on in the way it looks.
It doesn't look like that face belongs on that body.
That's what I'm thinking.
Interesting.
They should have completely, fully animated that thing.
Yeah.
Because when I, as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, I hope they show what he actually looks
like.
They were showing the blue smoke and everything. And then when they showed it, I was like, oh, wow, it's a major
misstep. What's going on here? Maybe you'll just get used to it when you see it, but at least the first viewing of it, I'm like, that looks a little weird.
Okay.
So here, it's coming up.
I will, we have it on in the studio here.
All right, so give it 2 seconds. Go get to the, there we go. All right, there you go.
Yeah, right there.
Right, so
there.
Right, so here it comes.
There's a blue tornado of smoke that I'm watching on our monitor, and then it went blank, and now he's a really big blue dude. Yeah. I don't know. It was just for like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to check that out later on. All right, so the Grammys last night, and they're in the books now. And yes, in the rock world, Greta Van Fleet did win. I'll cover some of that a little later on. There was a tribute to Chris Cornell as well. His kids came up and spoke, his family did, so we'll do that in Music News.
Now, one thing they always do, and I didn't read or hear any advance word on who is the honoree or what band is, but they usually do the Grammys Celebrate, like they did with the Bee Gees, they did it with the Beatles, and they've been doing it recently every year. It's another way for them to generate money for charities.
Oh, yeah, afterwards, yeah.
And I didn't hear who they were, if they're in fact doing it, A, and B, who they were honoring if they were doing it.
I'll bet you they didn't do it, because we would have
known about
they have been promoting that.
Yeah.
Interesting, Steve. All right. I do have a couple of other things outside of the Grammys, but we don't have
We
don't have a whole hell of a lot of time. So
give us your best.
I'll just give you a couple of things here. How about this? Let's go. Okay. Let's go with this. Stormy World.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
Kylie Jenner's daughter, Stormy, turned 1 year old.
Did you guys, by the way, see any of this?
No.
Okay, so to be prepared.
Yeah. So basically, you, in order to go to Stormy World for the first birthday party of Stormy, you actually had to enter through the mouth of a huge lifelike face of Stormy, the daughter, a baby. It's like a big inflatable Stormy face. I mean, like
gigantic,
like 3 or 4 stories.
A building. This was, by the way, on the Universal lot, Preston. They rented like an entire block of the Universal back lot.
They took the back. They rented the entire back lot of Universal Studios for this. So there was Baby Shark. There were butterfly rainbow forests and carnival rides. And look at the face.
Look at this, guys.
Oh, my God.
It's the size of a house.
That's weird.
So it's a giant inflatable Stormy face. So this is an epic bash for her and Travis Scott's daughter, Stormy Webster. Mom's been proudly sharing some vids of the party Saturday afternoon, which we were told she pulled off by renting the entire back lot of Universal Studios. The entranceway leads to a fairy tale setting with hot air balloons, rainbows, dancing pixies, and much, much more.
Full amusement park rides.
Then there are soft pretzels, mini pizzas, lemonade, even a Stormy shop to grab some merch to commemorate the occasion.
Right. And not just like a little kiosk, like a store.
They had a merchandise store.
Right. So, and then there, on the video, if you see Kylie's video, you see Stormy, like, she's, so Kylie's opening up a box, and she goes, oh, you've got your first Chanel, and it's like a diamond necklace.
Well, there's like there's a french fries I guess they passed out, and the carton is like a knockoff of a Louis Vuitton, but it's SW Stormy World.
When was this, Preston? Mm-hmm.
This was Saturday.
Okay. Didn't you get an invite?
No, I mean, because Kendall was at the Sixers game on
yesterday.
She couldn't make Stormy World.
Oh, so she didn't go.
No, Caitlin went.
No, I don't know.
Caitlin was there.
Yeah.
The hell is all that?
Caitlin was there.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a big party. By the way, her birthday was actually on February 1st, but the family was a little bit busy with Scott performing in the Super Bowl and all. So.
And by the way, you know, again, hey, more power to Caitlin. That's great. You're happy. That's cool. I don't know. Did Caitlin ever say whether she would try voice modification? Because some people do. Because it's still like here.
Yeah.
It's still this level.
Yeah. I have no idea if she's gone through that or not.
Yeah.
There is training to have a more feminine sounding voice.
But... not that it's necessary, no. But it is a little, at least to my eyes, a little weird.
Okay. I don't know, but speaking of Kendall, Casey, she was on Ellen, and Ellen kind of grilled her about the status of her on-again, off-again relationship with Ben Simmons. She had said, this is Ellen saying, obviously you're dating this guy who's on this 76ers. Is that what you call what it's called? I don't know basketball, what? Ellen says. How long have you been dating him? And Jenner was characteristically tight-lipped, saying only for a bit now.
I think she was there on Friday night as well.
And that's what I was wondering.
She was in town all weekend.
You know what she was? Because they were matching. They were wearing matching clothes.
I noticed that.
So Ben Simmons Ben Simmons was wearing bright yellow sneakers.
I saw that.
And she had a bright yellow shirt on.
Casey, is
they
so
were
much,
totally matching.
And
yes.
So much so that I looked yesterday to see if they were matching. They were not matching right, yesterday, yeah. But they were on Friday night.
So maybe it was a coincidence.
No.
No. Okay.
No. She was like, you're going to wear
these. What are you wearing? I'm going to wear the same color, too.
I mean, listen.
I'm going to wear my shirt that says, I'm with stupid, with the index finger pointing to you.
If it was red shoes, blue shoes, black shoes, or white shoes, I would have been like, oh, that's just a coincidence.
But the bright yellow.
Bright yellow.
You're happy with it, though, right? They're winning.
They're 14-2 with her.
Yes.
I love her.
We love Kendall Jenner.
Do you notice, Casey, that when she's at the games, she maintains the same pose the whole time? That her legs are crossed and her hands are up like this, almost like in a prayer mode.
But she's like me. She's like, oh, they scored when my finger was right here, so I might as well just stay like that.
Whatever she's doing, keep doing it, right?
No, because she knows that the cameras are constantly on her, so she's got to have a nice picture taken.
I find it distracting. Admittedly, I look for her, and I watch when she's there. And Night Shyamalan was there yesterday as well, and Carson Wentz. It was a star-studded game at the Sixers yesterday.
Wow. Well, I know Magic Johnson was with the other team, but he was there, too. It really is. I was talking about this, that it's just...
It was a national game, too. So
yeah, but I mean, there's just all these people in
LeBron. Yeah, it's the LeBron game, so it was on ABC. So, yeah, that's the one that
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
I really do, yeah.
Ellen also asked about Kylie. She said, asked if Kylie is she's going to have another baby. And this is in reference to an Instagram post in which she captioned a pic of herself and boyfriend Travis Scott with the phrase, baby number two, ? Kendall said she is not. I think she was just like, we are looking good and we're really into each other.
Yeah, we're looking good.
And maybe baby number two is going to happen. They're practicing, right? Is that what you call it? We're looking good.
We're looking at Kendall on Ellen. She looks great. She is the world's highest paid model.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when if Kylie does have another baby, imagine what that gender reveal party will be like. The moon will be red or blue one night.
They'll color the entire moon.
And I got the lipstick.
Oh, you did?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, against Casey's.
Sorry, Case. Casey's I did. I just got one. I didn't get like the whole pack.
It doesn't matter. You're
one.
Giving her money. And she doesn't need it.
And how did it turn out?
I
what
like
is your
it.
Review?
I like it.
It?
Yeah. Okay. It's right. Nice. And I will tell you, they had very, they didn't have a large stock of it.
I'm buying Yeezys. All right, Kath? I'm buying Yeezys.
Listen, it was not completely, but the majority of it was sold out. It was like slim pickings.
Of course it is. I figured whatever her first product rollout was, within I think it was 20 minutes they had made $100 million, something like that,
something in ridiculous
orders. Yeah.
And by the way, they all have, we were talking about Kim Kardashian and how she has a cosmetics line. Well, when I was there, what's the other one, Khloe has one too, with somebody else, not a sister. So they all have cosmetic lines.
All right, and then one other thing, that's all we have time for because we spent a good amount of time with the Grammys, that the Duke of Edinburgh is voluntarily giving up his driving license.
There you go.
Buckingham Palace has said. It comes after the 97-year-old Duke apologized over a car crash near the Sandringham Estate in Norfolk in which his Land Rover Freelander landed on its side after a collision with a Kia.
Oh, this is painful.
2 days later, police gave him suitable words of advice after he was pictured driving without a seatbelt. Buckingham Palace said that he surrendered his license on Saturday.
I respectfully turn my license over to you, sir. He's handing it to a bird.
The palace. That's
a bird. You've just given it to a pigeon.
The palace.
Oh, I wondered why he was cooing.
The palace said, after careful consideration, the Duke of Edinburgh has taken the decision to voluntarily surrender his driving license.
We are very happy to hear you say this and do this. We would prefer you had done it with your pants on.
Police confirmed that the Duke had surrendered his license to officers and it would now be returned to the DVLA.
So is he now, he says he still is going to be a part of street racing, but he's going to be more crew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's not going to be behind the wheel. The investigation file for the collision has been passed.
Royal family.
To the Crown Prosecution Service, which said it would take the latest development into account. The decision to give up his license was entirely down to the Duke.
There you go.
According to Buckingham Palace.
I understand that, you know, most people a lot of times, senior citizens, feel that they're now losing their freedom and their mobility. However, he has had and will continue to have car service whenever he wants.
Oh, sure. Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right, and then we're going to head straight to the clips, gang. I know it's a...
Well, maybe you can hit some of the other stuff later.
Quick move over there. Last night's mid-season premiere, The Walking Dead, picked up exactly where the show left off after the group's first encounter with the Whisperers. Here, Norman Reedus reevaluates his appreciation for his character, Daryl. Here we go.
I like that he wears his heart on his sleeve. I like that he's honest. He's super loyal. There's no bullshit about him. He's not trying to impress you. He doesn't view himself as a hero. He's very understated in the ways that he moves around. And he'll do what needs to be done, but then he won't brag about it. If he pulls a knife on you, he's probably going to stick it in you.
Anyway!
New episode of Walking Dead airs next Sunday on AMC.
Think about his character from the earliest first episodes and the transformation that's taken place. I mean, he was the less crazy brother.
Yes.
But he was still crazy.
Sure, yeah. Sure, exactly. And he was all, you know, he was all about himself.
Yeah.
And now he really takes care of people. Let's do the next clip. Here we go. Nick Jonas's new wife, Priyanka Chopra, stars alongside Rebel Wilson and Liam Hemsworth in the new rom-com Isn't It Romantic? In this clip, Priyanka explains the premise of the film. Here we go.
She has this, like, really basic life, and she, like, wants so much more. Ends up hitting her head and wakes up in this alternate romantic comedy, like, virtual life, which is PG-13, so she doesn't even get it.
I don't think I want to see it.
Isn't It Romantic opens on, it says here, Galentine's Day.
Oh, yes, wow. Well, that's for...
It's Wednesday.
It's when women go out.
I'm going out, guys.
Okay. You know Galentine's Day, Preston.
No, I'm not.
So it's women go out together on Valentine's Day.
Dice Gal.
Oh, my God, I think I hate this. I think I hate it more than Friendsgiving.
Wait a minute.
I hate it more than Friendsgiving.
Single women?
No.
Just women.
Just the gal.
Galentine's Day.
Call it Palentine's Day.
Anybody can have a gal friend.
When did it start?
I don't know.
A couple years ago. This has been around for about 5-6 years.
Marissa's
right?
Probably been doing it for 15 years. She's way ahead of all of us.
She's already on the Pringles can.
Yeah. What's up, Marissa?
I think it started with Parks and Recreation. Parks and Rec.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Have you heard of this one? Vagentine's Day?
No.
Okay, because I heard that over the weekend.
Is Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day comes after Valentine's Day, and it's for the women that were not able to celebrate anything fun or festive on Valentine's Day itself.
Okay.
Yes. Have you guys heard of Doc's Giving Day?
Doc's Giving.
It's really wild.
So one day to try out docking.
Right, yeah.
If you've always wanted to and not have to worry, not have to question
just like the Pilgrims.
Sexuality.
No, so I have heard of Galentine's Day before. This is the first year that I'm going to take part, but it's an actual event that a restaurant is holding. And they're inviting you, you pay for a package and you go with all the girls. Yeah.
And they end up making money that day. That's crazy.
And you know what they're doing there? Okay. They're selling Kylie lip kits.
No, but they are having like little things there that you can get and buy.
Mm.
Right. My impression of you does sound like you.
Can we talk like that all night on Galentine's
Yay!
Day?
Yes. When we see each other, when we walk in, we're all going to scream and jump up and down.
It's Galentine's Day. Yay. Everybody like Kylie lip kits.
Oh, my God.
Come on, your boutonniere. All
right. Nick, I'm going to be in your neighborhood if you want to join us. We're going to be autograph.
I'll bring the rosé.
Nick's one of
just
the girls.
Just us gals. He likes wine.
I sure do.
All right.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Your entertainment report, folks. We might, I would imagine we'll be talking about that again.
Galentine's
later.
Day?
Yeah.
We're gonna, there are 384,000 posts on Instagram for Galentine's
Day. Of course there are. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and we'll be back in just a moment. Oh, my God. Stay with us, please.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Ghost. Bad Wolves. The Struts.
New music. More of everything that rocks.
I'm 93.3 WMMR.
Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day.
Right?
Woo!
If it takes some of the heat off us, though.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're right, yeah.
But I
let them have their old
doesn't.
Party.
No, it's just we just get another day.
No, you don't.
Just get 2 days.
You just get one. That's it. No. Well, with me, I it's my anniversary.
Yeah.
So
my, all right. There's three.
It's always Galentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So let me. Can I just read the first line of a press release that I got to the event that I'm going to on Wednesday?
The Galentine's Day event you're going to.
Yeah. Roses and candy are fine for Valentine's Day, but cocktails and celebrating friendship, girl power, and all things femme friendship fantastic at the ultimate girls' night out are perfect for Galentine's Day.
Wait, say that phrase again. Femme friend, what is it?
Femme friendship fantastic.
Femme friendship fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Amazeballs.
Girl power.
So how many girls are going with you?
There's about six of us going.
Wow. And where are you going? Like a restaurant or?
Yeah, we're going to Autograph in Wayne. I've never been there.
It's a great place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Nick, please join us.
Won't Nick kill? I mean, Nick, I'm pulling for you to get to go to this thing.
Actually, Autograph is a fantastic restaurant.
It's a great place. Does that kill the whole spirit of the thing if it's Galentine's Day and there's dudes there?
Depends on the
you're
day.
You're talking about Nick.
He didn't count.
It's not a real dude. Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome, sweetie.
I mean, he may have facial hair, but it pretty much stops there.
Yeah, no, so it's, I'm going with a bunch of my girlfriends, and I've never done this before, so it looked like a cool event. I've wanted to try this restaurant. You buy a ticket, you get a gift bag, there's like, you know, they'll have different like pop-up shops set up so we can do a little shopping. Listen, it's perfect for us.
I have not done anything. Now, you have anniversary coming up, so obviously you have, I would imagine, some things planned.
Yes.
But Valentine's Day has slid so far to the back as far as holidays for my wife and I that it barely even registers.
Well, my wife is going away on a trip. She's
going to be gone on your anniversary?
No, she'll be leaving on Friday. So we're simply going to go out to dinner.
Sure.
You know, especially when it happens during the week. A lot of times, anything happens during a week, during the business week, you know, on a school night, it makes it a little more difficult.
So let me ask you guys a question because I was planning on delaying until the weekend because it's a Thursday night and we got stuff going on. Is that cool? Is that allowed?
That's cool.
If you ask.
Ask in advance,
Make sure you give something on the day proper and make your celebration on the weekend.
I actually got a card like a month ago. I was in CVS. There was cards. I couldn't believe I was that far in advance.
I've got my roses ready to go. The Steven Singer.
Yes.
Gold Rose, of course, which is a Garrett. You know, it's what they expect, and my daughter and my wife.
So. I came home with mine, and it was already in the Steven Singer thing, and she was there in the kitchen. Here you go. So I'll get her out of this
job. I did come across a list. There was a poll of U.S. adults reveal what they say that they want gifted to them on Valentine's Day. So
does it fall within the parameters of what we assume, or are there some eye-openers?
Nah, it's the same old stuff.
Damn it.
I mean, there's a couple of things that are a little bit.
I wanted
different.
To get a falcon for her.
Well, that might be appreciated, but a card, 31% of women and 15% of men. Chocolates and candies.
Yes.
That's 28% of women want that. So that's this is mainly what women want.
I just think cards are so funny because they're essential to everything, right? But you didn't write it. You know what I mean? You just like write the girl's name. Diane. And then it's like this beautiful poem that somebody else wrote, Love Me. I mean, it is.
You don't write an additional sentiment? I can't help but feel that you do that.
Well, no, I do. But if you don't, then what the hell does it mean?
Do you just say ditto after the poem that they have in there?
I was totally going to say that.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you do what I do, which is the funny card and the serious card? You
know, like a lot of times I do.
Playful thing, and then you got to have I really, 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 really love you oh so much.
I do the serial killer series from Hallmark. It's really good. Okay. So this year's John Wayne. No, you know, it should be Ted Bundy because he's trendy right now. But no, I do.
Trendy.
I do one serious card, and I'll write something, you know, funny in it.
Yeah.
Can I admit something?
Please.
I don't really read the cards.
You don't read them at all?
Not really.
What if it's from Chase?
I can't really understand his writing. No, if it's a big long poem.
Uh-huh. I get it. You love me. Uh-huh. Why, you know,
what
fine.
About handwritten stuff?
I don't read that as well. I will go to what they wrote.
Yes. Agreed.
I want to see what they wrote because the sentiments are, I get it, and that's fine, but I think their words are what I want to hear.
Yeah, so like what Casey was saying, like the big long poem, like whatever his handwritten.
My love, you are brighter than the sun.
Yeah. Is what I'm going to go to. Now, I might go back late, because it's usually like, you know, it's chaotic. Jace has a gift for me, he wants to, you know, I have to open this, I have to, like, I don't.
It's chaotic? What kind of a Valentine's Day party are you guys having?
I'm just saying, anytime, like, you know what I mean? They're like, they can't wait, so I.
They love me so much.
They're
falling all over themselves to get gifts to me.
It doesn't go directly in the trash. I will maybe go back and read it later.
Okay. So are you then exerting the same amount of energy? Like, do you give a lot to Dennis or do you do a lot for Dennis?
No, like it's turned into I'm just like I'm getting candy.
You're
for
a recipient.
No, I'm getting candy for Jace and getting him the card. It's like his holiday now.
All right.
Yeah,
my
wife will appreciate a 99-cent card more than any of the most beautifully written cards.
Well, really? And those cards are so expensive.
They are.
It's so dumb.
They're like $5.
Yeah.
They're more than that. I went. I was at Target the other day. Imagine that. And like average $7.99.
I got a 4-foot-tall card with a really fat woman on a moped from Spencer's.
You know those cards where you open it up and a song plays? You should just buy the 99-cent version. When they open up the card, just start singing a song to her, right?
Exactly.
I love you, baby.
Look what I got you.
Go ahead, open it up.
Good.
I love you. Go ahead, open it again. I love you, baby.
I'm going to have you come over and do that.
No, I actually in getting the poetic card, the really meaningful one, I do make sure I read it and make sure that, I mean, when I'm purchasing it for my wife and make sure that I've got
that it means
that does fit us.
Because you don't want it to, she opens it up and it says, congratulations to a graduating nurse.
Right. That could be a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I picked the wrong card.
Yeah. Unless it says, I love you, baby. And then it's okay.
My mom held on to a card one time that I got her for Valentine's Day because it was so funny. I didn't know what I was doing. I just went to the corner store and I bought it. It said, like, Happy Valentine's Day, Grandma. I was a kid. And then she opened it up and said, love Casey and Patrick. Patrick was my friend across the street who I bought the card.
Well, it meant a lot to her. See, those little things.
You were 42 when you
When you have a particularly unbright child,
I got you.
They can give you memories to last a lifetime.
Now, here's what I want for Valentine's Day. Marissa brought me this news story. I saw it last week and I forgot to mention this, but they have a variety of different kinds of bouquets. You know, you can get the incredible edibles, whatever, or edible arrangements, things like that. Flowers, obviously, are the standard, but that you've seen, we've had beef jerky bouquets. Yeah.
Beef jerky is big.
But now they have a pickle bouquet.
Pickle bouquet.
I'll take one of those, please.
I'm listening, yes.
Thank you very much.
So for the guy in your life, perhaps a pickle bouquet.
Yeah, Grillo's Pickles, a Boston-based pickle company, created this one-of-a-kind pickle bouquet, even though it is not for sale. The pickle chips and spears. Well, you can make one. You can make it on your own. The pickle chips and spears used to create it can be found in retailers nationwide. It's easy to do. All you need is a variety of pickles, multiple long, sturdy skewers.
Skewers, yes.
And a vase or vase to throw them in.
That's
and
actually cute. I like it.
You can add fresh dill and flowers if you're feeling extra fancy. Without the fresh herbs, you could make this entire bouquet for about $30, which is roughly the same price as getting a dozen roses.
How long will this thing hold?
Oh, not that long.
No. You
better eat them.
12 pounds of pickles and a...
We're looking at a picture of it. That looks pretty cool.
It's more for show.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd eat it.
Yeah,
No. Those are my show pickles.
No. It's not going to last.
Who's been dipping into my show pickles?
Yeah. It's like the decorative towels. You don't touch those.
No. You point to what pickle you like in the show pickles, and I'll get it from the jar.
No, you asked how long it was going to last.
That's
not going to last at all.
The show pickles. That's a band. I'm going to put that on the list. No, I would like to see more unique bouquets like this, edible bouquets.
For guys, there is, I've always thought of Valentine's Day and even my anniversary as more for my wife, as more for Claire.
Yeah.
I love celebrating my love for Claire. It'll be 22 years, mm-hmm. On Valentine's Day. And so, but I always, do you guys feel the same way? It's more for her.
Everything is more for my... Now I'm living with three women,
yeah.
And then I got to get my son something, too, so...
Well, do you guys expect something?
No. Not really.
I want some candy.
Do you know what I really love? Yeah. And my wife does it. Pickle bouquet. No,
right.
Chocolate chip cookies. She'll make me a little thing.
So like a little something.
We have a little display thing for our show cookies. It's a little heart, and she makes some cookies.
Okay.
And that really means the world to me.
A little treat is nice. Okay. Something sweet.
Yeah.
Or
show pickles.
Or show pickles, which I'd be all over.
What about loving?
What about some loving? It's not necessary.
Yeah.
I mean,
Can she watch
while you take care of yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mind watching?
Listen, I don't want you to have to work hard. You just... Watch.
I'll put my headphones on. You stand over there.
I'll even dim my computer screen.
If we didn't have three kids in the house.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely. But it's just, it's.
Well, yeah, it used to be that.
It used to be that.
Then we had kids.
I would prefer some sponge cake.
Oh, my God. Listen, speaking of. Advancing in age and where you are in life. Did you guys get the link I sent you this morning?
Yes.
Of things about getting older that you never thought of. And there's one that Casey, I came in immediately. He's like, dude, he's like, I totally relate to this.
From BuzzFeed, right?
It's from BuzzFeed. Yeah. And one of the little things that it notes about getting older is that you have a favorite burner on your stove.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Do you guys have a favorite burner that you always use? Oh, Which one is it?
Back left.
Oh, you're back left.
Yeah.
Oh,
No.
I'm front right. Yeah, front right.
You know what? I still feel like I have a toddler.
Air high five, Preston.
Yeah. Front right?
Front right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're back left, you're reaching over other burners.
Yeah, but you know what? Kathy's right. I probably, when my kids are really little, I probably went back left or back right.
I cooked everything on the back, so I just stay there.
Okay.
But you know what? You know why I go right, though, Preston, is because I'm right-handed. So if I'm stirring, I like to hold the pot with my left hand and stir with my right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Stir with your hand.
Yeah.
I do it because each of the burners are a different size, so you get a certain amount of heat, and that's the one that I like is the front right.
Got
you. There's a full list of other things on there. Let me go to a couple of calls about Valentine's Day. I'm going to go to Kristen. Hi, Kristen. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Gadzooks, guys.
Kristen, what's up?
Every year for Valentine's Day, I get my husband a bouquet of flowers or a bouquet of donuts.
Donuts! See,
bouquet of donuts!
I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
I think guys would appreciate some, do you go to a really good donut place and make it?
Yeah, well, usually Dunkin' Donuts has the heart-shaped donuts.
Yes. No, they're awesome!
They do!
Best place, yeah.
And I'll go get like six of them and put them on skewers.
Skewers?
You put your donuts on the skewers?
You know what you can do at Dunkin', by the way? And again, you know, we run on Dunkin'. You can get a picture put on. You may have to have a little bit more of a turnaround, but you can get a picture put on the donut in the glaze they put on the donut.
Yeah, if you talk to them. And you could also get a bag of coffee from there, too.
Yes.
But wait a minute. Do you make the bouquet yourself, or does Dunkin' do it for you?
No, I make it myself. I do not know what I do without you.
See, that's cute.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Kristen.
That's wonderful.
I'm doing that.
Not a bad idea.
No, you're not.
No, I am. I'm
really?
Yes.
Not
really?
For Dennis.
Oh,
that's...
Because no,
oh,
because they have the donut holes.
Yep,
and Jace loves them. So yeah, I'm gonna do some sort of bouquet like that.
Have you tried the brownie things yet? The brownie.
Steve, no, wait, what are you talking about?
I'm on that remember things. Not eat food
oh,
diet.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yes, it's a great diet where you don't eat anything and you magically lose weight.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. I'm on that one.
Okay. I've been on that for 2 months now. Yeah,
it's great.
Everything smells wonderful, doesn't it?
I've been Preston gave me a suggestion or everybody to smell it. I'm like, everything that passes by smells so good.
Let me go to Brian. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Sorry to bug you while you're at work.
It's all right. Good, buddy. What's up?
Hey, so I was on my Facebook, and there's this new coffee company called Thrasher.
Okay.
And every one of their blends is based on Donald Trump.
Okay.
And they have a new Valentine's blend called I Would Never Deport You.
All right.
What's the name of it?
It's called
I Would Never Deport You.
Okay. All right.
I like it.
Oh, nice. I see. We have a picture of it. There you go. That's kind of quirky fun.
I like that.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
A car that I would never deport you. It's like chocolate cherry flavored.
I like it.
All right. Thanks, interesting.
Man. What is your favorite? If you're going to get candy, what do you like most for Valentine's Day? Is there anything in particular? Do you like a variety box of a whole bunch of different? You don't like
the Reese's hearts.
They are good, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they just took the Easter egg that they used to have. Now they make pumpkins, Christmas trees, and now they just make hearts. I didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, it's going to be Ghirardelli or what's the other high-end?
Godiva.
Godiva.
You know what? Listen, give me a Whitman sampler, Russell Stover. Like, I'm fine with those.
You can get those in the card store.
Yeah.
Next to your $9 card.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me go to, hang on a second here. Let me go to Dennis. Hey, Dennis, good morning.
Morning.
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Good, what's up?
And I am not Kathy's husband, by the way.
What's your story, Dennis?
Listen, my wife, when that commercial you guys had that said it's a lie if she's trying to trap you with Valentine's Day present,
yeah.
My wife doesn't care.
She does not care. She doesn't get you anything, and you don't get her anything.
Oh, no. I get her to go dip rose.
Yeah, there you go.
See?
Good move.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
You're wasting your money because we already have 12 of them, and we don't go out to dinner. On Valentine's Day, we either go the night before or the night after, because if you notice, they minimize the menu and charge you like $5 more.
All right. Well, they do. You know yeah, I mean? you'll have a fixed menu at a lot of restaurants. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, and to Nick's point,
yeah.
you won't
get me a card. She won't get me a card because she says, no, I'm the girl in the relationship, not you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate it, man. Let me go to Chris. Hang on a second. Oh, I know what he's going to talk about.
But he's wrong.
Hi, Chris, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good. Are you talking about Steak and BJ Day?
Yes, sir. March 14th. That's the holiday for the gentleman.
The holiday for the gentleman.
Yeah, but it's not the guy's version of Galentine's Day. The guys aren't all getting together and doing that to each other.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, Lou, I'll put you in my mouth.
Thanks, Chris.
And Ed, you take care of Lonnie.
You guys want to go to the bar before or after?
You know what? Let's go after to wash that down.
I'm still tasting you, Bert.
Kathy, somebody texted in.
You're supposed to warn before that happens.
With an issue on how you say Reese's.
I know. Everybody, what is it? I know
it's
I
Reese's.
Say it wrong.
Reese's.
It's whatever you feel like saying, yeah, Kathy.
I know. It's
no,
Reese's.
No, you say it exactly the way Nell says it.
It's Reese's Pieces and then Reese's Cups,
Reese's
right?
Peanut Butter
it's
Cups.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups Reese's. And Reese's Pieces.
It's the same way.
That's right.
Oh, so I say it wrong both ways?
Yeah, it's meant to rhyme. Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Not Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
By the way, in this survey that I had been referencing, 25% of women in this survey said they really don't want anything for Valentine's Day. There you go. There's the
yeah, the big setup. The obviously, they paid off some people to conduct surveys.
Yeah, they're just miserable people.
Yeah.
Wine and liquor is appreciated by both men and women, although only 9% say that. But you could do a little booze bouquet if you wanted to. You know?
Yeah.
I will get my all right. I'll go to the dollar store. I'll get her a 99-cent card. The kids get candy. But you know what? I'm putting blinds up for my wife this weekend. So... That's what she gets
Happy
around.
Valentine's Day.
Happy, right?
Are you going to do it with your shirt off?
No.
You're going to want to come in and watch this.
You notice when I put the screw in my lats pop.
You're like the Grinch of Valentine's Day.
Kathy. I'm not. No. I'm just, this isn't about me. My wife, really. I mean, she would prefer that gets done. I mean, and we're talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Look, we're talking like a dozen windows. She appreciates that more than a box of candy.
I think you should come in and do like a strip-o-gram routine in a Cupid outfit for her.
Kathy, I'm the car.
That's a gift.
If he's going to be Mr. Fix-It with the tool belt. Like dildos.
No.
Looks like the right tool.
No. Kath, I'm the Grinch of Galentine's Day. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day, no.
I mean, like you're complaining.
No. I don't.
You don't give anything to Dennis, right?
No.
Okay. You just give stuff to Jace.
Yeah.
And they both give stuff to you.
I don't know.
Does Dennis not give you anything?
No.
Does Dennis take you out to dinner?
No.
Could Dennis identify you in a line?
Dennis won't be there. Dennis will not be there on Valentine's Day.
Okay. All right.
All right. Some of the other things they asked about, let's see here, something handmade. Clothing or lingerie.
Oh, you made this. Yes. It looks great.
Breakfast in bed. But, you know, during the week,
in your bed.
Forget about it.
What's the matter with you?
No, you're going to have breakfast on Thursday morning?
Yeah, but if it was on the weekend, Kathy's got issues with crumbs in the bed.
Never.
Do you ever eat anything?
No!
Oh, my God.
All right, what can you eat that doesn't create crumbs?
Dennis.
Well, somebody gave me a hard time because we must have talked about this before.
Pudding. It's gelatinous. It will not create a crumb situation.
It's the pudding guy. He's bad.
Happy Valentine's. I will lay here motionless while you apply tapioca to my testes.
What about yogurt, Kathy? Would you eat yogurt?
Well, we must have talked about this before because I sent a picture over Instagram to Marissa when she was in Conshohocken and I didn't go out to meet her, and I had a glass of wine in bed, and people were messaging me saying that qualifies as food in bed.
We should come over to your house and have a full Thanksgiving dinner on your bed.
I would die. I would move out.
You know what she probably has? She probably has like hoses running out behind the bed into like an airtight face mask for wine drinking.
I'm drinking wine now, Dennis. Can't you see?
All right, so breakfast in bed, books for Valentine's Day.
I bought you a book. You like dinosaurs?
There's words in it.
It's a coloring book.
Don't
look it. It even comes with the crayons.
Look it.
I think it's a terrible idea to buy a book for somebody.
Look at this. Whatever. I bought you this.
Yeah.
This guy's eyes are BBs.
You just think books in general are bad gifts?
No. Well,
you really know the person.
Unless you know, like, so for instance, I bought my wife a first edition book of A Tree Grows in Brooklyn because I know that is her favorite book.
Right.
So I found a first edition and I got that for her. That's good. But don't go, hey, I think you might like this.
But you do it with music all the time.
I don't buy you music. I suggest music. But I think what I'm saying here is my wife would prefer like a Barnes & Noble gift card so she can go get her own book that she knows she's
going to
like.
I know what you're saying. Just like if you're going to give a gift of something that means something to you, maybe it might mean something to the other person.
No, I kind of agree with Casey because if you give someone a book, if you're receiving the book, then you feel that you're committed to read that book because it was purchased as a gift for you. And
sure,
if you really don't want to read it, then you're like, oh, Jesus, I got to read this.
Wait, did you read that book?
No, I don't like it. I didn't like it when you gave it to me.
Yeah. All right, so books, and then you have a keepsake gift. And then this one I highly recommend, a certificate for a massage or a spa. I mean, anybody's going to love that, right?
Clearly we have an advertiser, but they're awesome, and to have that option. I don't care how long you've resisted the massage thing, try it once. Mm-hmm. You'll freak out.
All right, so the top gifts are a card, chocolates, flowers, jewelry, and gift certificate to a massage or a spa.
Yeah,
so those are the things.
Standard.
It's pretty standard, so that's still what women want. But what do they want on Galentine's Day? I don't know. And Stephen mentioned off air, we should have a Galentine's Day here.
Yes.
We should do it on Wednesday.
Why not?
We should figure out what all that means.
There's a whole section on Amazon just for Galentine's
Day. Are you serious?
Yeah, so if you go
and this started when?
This started a few years ago on Parks and Rec. A few years ago?
Yeah.
Parks and Rec hasn't been on air for 4 or 5 years?
Yes. So.
What's Galentine's Day? Oh, it's only the best day of the year. Every February 13th, my lady friends and I leave our husbands and our boyfriends at home, and we just come and kick it breakfast style. Ladies celebrating ladies. It's like Lilith Fair, minus the angst.
Oh, my
Plus
God.
Plus frittatas.
Plus frittatas. So I came up with other words that rhyme with gal, so we could work in other Valentine's Day.
All right.
And you guys tell me there's not much here, really. There's Hallentine's Day. We could do just like all Hal Linden.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? There's nothing really. Shallentine's, I guess.
No.
Hallentine's.
Oh, how about Erie Canalentine's Day? That would be a good one. Corralentine's Day? No, that wouldn't work. There's nothing here. Morallentine's Day? No, that wouldn't
work. Come on, everybody!
But
we can do this.
Valentine's Day is could be the
parents.
Well, no, the single guys equivalent.
Oh, pal.
It's my pal.
Yeah,
that does have legs.
It's like Friendsgiving.
Because to me, I just naturally assumed when Galentine's Day was introduced that it was something that pertained to women who may not necessarily be have somebody in their lives at that moment. Mm. But it's not that, Kathy, because even as she said. Amy Poehler said in Parks and Rec, you just leave your boyfriends and husbands and you go do that.
Listen, it's just another reason for us to go have a glass of wine somewhere.
Yeah.
Root Canalentine's Day, we could do that. Birth Canalentine's Day.
Panama Canalentine's
Day. There's a few different here, you know. Royalentine's Day.
I like Palentine's Day.
I like Palentine's
Day. But let's make sure that Galentine's Day gets some legs and then we'll work on that.
All right. Anyhow, we do need to take a quick break. Casey, you said we had some movie passes to give away this morning.
We do.
Why don't I do some of that? Okay. What flick are we talking about here?
We had Stephen Merchant in.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Fighting With My Family. So we have a screening of this, and it will be Wednesday the 20th at the UA King of Prussia. It's at 7:30, so you need to be there by 7. So let's take five callers, 215-263-WMMR. We'll get you into the movie to see it before it opens nationwide. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in a moment, and we will get to the Bizarre File when we return. Got some great stories from the weekend to share with you. Stay put.
Preston and Steve's Cardboard Classic from 93.3 WMMR and Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum is Friday, March 1st at Jack Frost Mountain, where the snow comes first.
It's the best lift ticket deal all year and a spectacle on snow.
MMR ups our game in the prize department, including a $2,000 cash prize for overall best design, $1,000 for the coolest Captain Morgan theme. Sprint has a quick $500 for the fastest sled and a booby prize for the new category, Preston and Steve's Favorite Fail. Mandatory sled registration through February 24th. Available at WMMR.com. Preston and Steve's Cardboard Classic 2019 at Jack Frost Mountain.
Presented by Captain Morgan Original Spiced Rum. Live like a captain. Join the crew. And sponsored by Sprint and J.P. Mascaro and Sons.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Even in the text message, a lot of people were very happy that we played Don't Stop Me Now from Queen. So glad we can make your day, man. That's a good way to begin things.
It helps to counter the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's get to the B-File.
Now, WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Bizarre File.
And I have some stories collected over the weekend that I think you're going to love here. And let's begin. Well, I'll begin with a horrible one. How about that?
Yay!
A Russian farmer who may have suffered an epileptic seizure and collapsed into her pig pen was eaten by her pigs.
Oh, my gosh.
They do. They, you know, throughout history, pigs have been used to dispose of human body.
Mm-hmm. The woman was feeding the animals in a village in the central Russian region of Udmurtia when she fainted and fell into the pig pen, and she reportedly died of blood loss. I guess they went right after her. The husband had gone to bed earlier the day before her death because he was not feeling well, but he awoke and found his wife missing. He then discovered her body in the pen. They have an investigation into the incident that's been launched. Wow.
Steve, I mean, will they eat the whole thing?
They
can.
Whenever I've seen them and read stories about them throughout history, they're used as sort of like a get rid of everything.
Yeah, disposal.
So, yeah.
So they're just eating machines. Wow,
yeah.
That's messed up.
Okay, something a little less disgusting.
Piggy.
Let's see. This is a sad story, but bizarre nonetheless. Authorities say a woman was killed when high winds... You remember how windy it was on Friday?
Yes, yeah.
High winds tipped a temporary shed on top of her. This was in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Mm. The Altoona Fire Department says 47-year-old Tammy Hockenberry was smoking outside of Blair Company's millwork on Friday. And officials say the wooden structure that served as a smoker's hut and under which she had she and a male coworker were standing was hit by a gust of wind and toppled onto them.
And it killed them?
Killed her.
Killed her. What happened to him?
Injured him.
Jeez.
She worked in the awning fabrication area. She died of blunt force trauma. The man was in stable condition with leg and ankle injuries. Mm. Blair Company said that it was devastated and described her as always positive, friendly, and willing to help in any way. So that's sad news. Let's see if I can find something.
Look, these are going to be peppy happy.
Nah, here's another gross one.
Son of a bitch.
Horrible. Man fell into a tank of sulfuric acid Saturday afternoon at the Michigan Seamless Tube facility. No, it's not funny at all. I know you're trying to add some levity to the situation, but maybe I have some better stories coming up.
What was he? Was he working in the facility, obviously?
Yeah, the fire chief, Robert Vogel, said that a call came into the department for a report of a man falling into a tube. And en route to the facility, Vogel was told that the man had fallen into some chemicals and hot water and that he had been removed by a coworker. That coworker received burns on their hands but was not seen taken to the hospital. He said, we arrived and found the gentleman that fell into a large vat of 160-degree sulfuric acid.
It's boiling sulfuric acid.
Yeah, they use the acid for their tube processing. They make the pipe and then dip the pipe into the acid to make it stronger. Vogel said that the man was put under a shower before being rushed to the hospital. He's currently in the burn unit. He said that the condition is bad.
How do you...
He said he had burns on 100% of his body.
Dear God.
The cause of the man's fall is unknown at this time. Okay.
Why is that covered? Why did they put a lid on that?
Boy, let me see. This is a terrible story.
Yeah.
This one's okay.
All right, so we started with a woman being eaten by pigs. We had a shed fall on somebody, and then a guy fall into a bubbling sulfuric acid.
All right. On the lighter side of things, IKEA has apologized after leaving New Zealand off of a map.
Okay?
There you go. All right.
It's kind of a big, mistake.
A Reddit user spotted the shop is currently selling the map with a blank space where the country should be. User named Jibbles666.
Jibbles666.
Yes. Spotted the mistake while shopping at an IKEA outlet in Washington, D.C.
Well, Mr. Jibbles, you're right.
He posted the picture of the map to the subreddit called Maps Without New Zealand, a forum dedicated to collecting the frequent instances where the country is omitted. Apparently, this happens
a lot. Wow, I didn't know that. IKEA, I only see it.
IKEA has admitted the error and apologized in a statement to the BBC. An IKEA spokesperson said IKEA is responsible for securing correct and compliant motifs on all our products. And we can see that the process has failed regarding the product Bjorkstra World Map. everything has a weird name.
Yeah. Jeff Harrington.
We regret this mistake and apologize. We will take the necessary actions, and the product is now being phased out from our stores. The situation actually has gone straight to the top of New Zealand politics. In 2018, the country's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, and comedian Rhys Darby teamed up to make a video about the issue entitled hashtag Get New Zealand on the Map, which humorously accused other countries of trying to steal their tourists.
We've had Rhys Darby in studio. He played Murray on Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, we did? Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
Yeah.
Know him well. All right. And then here's another terrible story. A female tiger at London Zoo was killed by a prospective male mate after the pair were introduced for the first time.
Man, that's a bad first date.
The Sumatran tigress, Melati, was brutally attacked after meeting her male mate, Asim, for the first time.
Did they meet online?
They may have, Steve.
You can't tell.
London Zoo said Asim overpowered Melati and has left everyone working at the zoo heartbroken by the tragic news.
That's horrible.
Asim, who was 7 years old, had arrived at the zoo 10 days ago, and the zookeepers initially thought that there was positive signs that led them to introducing him to 10-year-old Melati. In a statement, the zoo said, as with all big cats, introductions, however carefully planned, are always considered to be high risk. This morning, the two tigers were in separate paddocks, and the adjoining door was open to allow them to meet. Asim approached Melati, and as expected by keepers, the two tigers were initially cautious. Their introduction began as predicted, but quickly escalated into a more aggressive interaction.
Why don't they have, like, dart guns at the ready?
They may have, but it takes a little while for that stuff to, you know, to take effect. The zoo staff immediately implemented their prepared response, which was using loud noises, flares, and alarms to try and distract the pair.
Well, that didn't work.
But it seemed it already overpowered Malotti. So this is... Tiger killed the other one. I didn't know that.
I would hook them up in harnesses and swing them past each other.
Right, exactly.
How are you? Nice to see you. I think we're welcome to the zoo.
It's a way to ease them in.
And then you slow the swing.
Yeah.
So as I was saying, it's good to have you here in our zoo.
Steve, you should work at a zoo.
Right, Case? I mean, why do you just stick them in a paddock together? That's... what you get.
Oh, yeah. My God. Well, I mean, listen, you have like 9 cats. You know.
Yeah.
You're not just supposed to stick them together right away.
I have a little mini harness system. Claire stands at one end of the living room, and we swing the cats at each other. Welcome to the house. It's good to have you.
Just swing back and forth a little bit. And they only pass for a second or two.
Right, right.
And they can get to each other, know each other slowly. All right, and that's what I have in the Bizarre File. Listen, in the next Bizarre File, the stories are not quite as horrible.
Okay.
We'll get to
that. I don't know how they couldn't be.
A little bit later on this morning. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back in a moment or two. More snow on the way tonight, by the way. Not a whole ton, but snow and ice, a mixture of that a little later on. Actually, it was still... snowing here in Bala Cynwyd just a little while ago. So heads up on the way in. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Become an MMR VIP. Get early access to concert pre-sales, special deals, and VIP-only contests. You'll get our newsletter about twice a month, most of which you'll find worthwhile. Sign up now at WMMR.com.
I have some sad news to share, guys. Mama Dietz passed away.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah, over
That's
the
so
weekend.
So sad.
I mean, she was 94 years old. She lived a full life, no question. But we've had her on the show before. Dr. Mike would bring her to the Camp Out for Hunger. She's a longtime patient.
Yeah.
Dr. Mike helped her stay healthy all the way to 94 years old. So, she passed away. And it was fairly sudden from what I understand.
Yeah, and I remember also at the Camp Out for Hunger for the past number of years, Dietz and Watson has brought down food to serve to people in the morning. It's been a wonderful relationship.
Yeah, so she was 94 years old. She passed away Friday at Mount Holly Hospice following a stroke. And she was asked once, and this is out of the Inquirer, I got this story, asked once to name a signature career achievement, and she was most proud of her role in the ad campaign for Dietz and Watson. That's what she was, happiest about. And she was a... She was a hardworking, very well-educated woman, by the way. Her full name is Ruth Dietz, and her last name is spelled E-N-I. How would you pronounce that? Eni, I guess? Eni?
Eni.
Ms. Eni was a mother of 3, grandmother of 8, held bachelor's and master's degrees from the University of Pennsylvania. She was an Ivy League gal.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Went to Penn. Her granddaughter, Lauren Eni, said Mama Dietz joined the family business about 1950 when it was rare for women to hold leadership positions in growing companies. Apparently, she had been working as a teacher when her father said, I want you to come and learn the business by my side. And she was progressive in that way, according to her her daughter. She said that.
Kudos to her dad for bringing her in.
Yeah, totally. In the 80 years since the German butcher and sausage maker Gottlieb Dietz, Mrs. Eni's father, immigrated to the United States and co-founded the company at a shop at Front and Vine Street in Philadelphia. It's grown into a national distributor of chicken, ham, beef, turkey, artisan cheeses, employs about 1,000 workers, headquartered now on Tacony Street in the city's Wyomissing section.
It's very cool.
So all happened right here.
They were able to build that up.
Yeah. When they decided to feature a family matriarch in its advertising, the company had planned to hire an older actress to play her.
Oh, yeah.
No. But when the notoriously frugal chairwoman learned of the cost, she said, forget it, and she wanted to play herself.
Oh, that's funny.
Because it just wouldn't make any sense to spend the money.
I think it's, when I first saw the imagery of her, that looks like, that's probably Mama Dietz.
Yeah.
I didn't naturally assume it was an actress, and I think most people usually do.
Mm-hmm. Not only did she appear in the company's advertising, she also frequently traveled across the country to meet clients and customers.
Huh.
Miss Eni was willing to hop on a plane and travel to California for business even after she turned 90 years old. So she was very, very active.
Yeah. What was the last time she was out at the camp out like 4 years, four or five years
ago? A few years ago, yeah. I remember Dr. Mike bringing her out, and she was a lot of fun and a real nice woman.
That's awesome.
And he would bring her by early in the morning, like the very beginning.
She'd be ready to go.
She was born in Philadelphia, lived most of her life in Medford Lakes with her husband of 45 years, Lewis. He passed away in 1996, and recently she had become a resident of Moorestown. Although her death was sudden, the family is grateful that she lived such a long, healthy life and that they got to celebrate her 94th birthday just a few weeks before she fell ill. So they're going to have funeral services, which are going to be private, by the way. So that's sad news.
Yes.
But a nice legacy.
An incredible legacy.
And hopefully they, you know, they carry on. It's interesting. I like what they've done with KFC and Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
Though he passed away many, many years ago. They've kept him as a part of the advertising campaign. I wonder if they could do that with Mama Deets.
Have Norm MacDonald play Mama Deets.
Maybe Norm MacDonald could be Mama Deets. You never know. But sad news. A local legend passed away at 94.
Yeah, and our best of the family.
Yeah, absolutely. So I told you guys that Kathy and I have something in common.
Yes, you did.
You want me to
share my list.
You want me to share what that is?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think there's really a topic here, but it's funny because...
You want to announce it?
Yeah. Okay. I was just doing a little post-shower body check the other day, and I all of a sudden was like, wow, I have this in common with Kathy. I have a really big hair growing out of my back.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Didn't you have that?
I used to have it. It doesn't grow back anymore.
Where was it?
Super, super fine. Very thin.
So fine.
So fine.
What a fine hair.
And it was blonde, and I really don't have any blonde hair on me, so it was pretty bizarre. But it was over my left shoulder.
Oh, okay. Mine's not there.
Where's yours?
Dead center in the back?
Lower back.
Middle
lower back.
Kind
of where Casey's patch
is. Yeah.
Where Casey's natural tramp stamp is.
How do you even find something like that?
I don't know. I was just kind of reaching around there.
Scratching your ass? You went a little north.
Reach around.
I was giving myself a reach around, and I was like, that's
and
a
it's like
hair.
Super long.
How long?
3 feet? See if you can even see it, Case, back here. Or am I getting a whole patch of hair back?
You're pulling up ass hair.
Oh, my God, I am.
Yeah, you have a whole patch of hair.
Oh, my God.
Now you have more in common with Casey.
But right here, Case, look. I'm holding on to it.
He thought he had things in common with the lovely Kathy.
Yeah,
now it's
How
Casey.
How long do you think that is?
It's
3 inches?
That looks like 8 inches to me, Preston.
Preston. Oh, okay. Preston.
Size your penis.
Preston, close your mouth.
Oh, Marissa's taking a picture of it.
Close your mouth, and Casey, pull on the string.
Don't get my stretch marks in there.
Pull on it.
I am.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
What the hell's going on?
That's probably
She's taking a picture of it.
3 inches or so, Preston.
Long hair on my back there.
What is that, though? It's like...
It's defensive.
No, but it's just so weird. We talked about it years ago. Fortunately, mine's gone. I don't have the back hair anymore.
Yeah,
but it was almost like it didn't belong.
It was so thick. It looked like Kathy was wearing a ghillie suit.
No, it was thin.
Hers was very fine.
Yeah. I got one like my shoulder that just kind of is just a rogue hair that comes out of nowhere. I'm like, what the hell was that doing there?
I get one that grows out of like a little mole every now and then.
Oh, that's the worst.
Is that
man.
Awesome?
Come on, man. Bad enough there's a mole. Now you got hair growing out of it.
Yeah, these bizarre things that happen, like hair growing on your ears, on the outside of your ears.
Outside of your
what's
ears.
What's the purpose of that?
Or inside of your ears.
Yeah.
Growing out. I mean it happens.
What is nature determined the need for that is?
That's a good question.
So that you save money on earmuffs?
Nature's a little joke is what it is. It's just
we're going to F you up now.
Yeah.
You're just a big lab experiment for God.
But I just thought I'd share that. That was I told you it was not a big deal, but
it's big when you realize that you're transitioning to a woman.
Yeah, I would think so. Wow. Oh, my God. All right. Well, anyhow, that's what I wanted to share with you, Kathy. Congratulations. You and I.
Does it make you feel... Do you think you're a little more connected to Preston now?
I feel like it's a little more okay for men to grow, like, an errant hair, but women, not
you know,
so much.
It's so funny when you stop and think about it. Like, to that point, and what men can get away with in the looks department, and I think... You know, I watch The Love Boat every Sunday. They will pair, years ago, Preston, they used to pair, like, guys could get away with, what was that movie with Catherine Zeta-Jones and Sean Connery?
Yeah, Entrapment.
And they're a romantic couple. Are you kidding me?
I know.
All right, so
guys get away with that.
Well, all right, so when I broke my hand when I was in eighth grade, the nurse that applied the cast to me had hairier arms than Robin Williams. I couldn't believe it. I mean, and still to this day, sticks out in my memory.
So in elementary school, one of the first girls to really develop, she was a lovely girl. Michelle was her name.
Uh-huh.
Gorilla arms.
Really?
I mean, like Robin Williams arms. And I think she was lovely. She's beautiful. All the boys had crushes on her, but she did have, it's just the luck of the draw.
Yeah, it's hormonal.
Yeah.
It's hormonal. So I don't know. You know, some people, unfortunately, it just happens.
Look,
you know?
I have no eyebrows. Yeah. And I'm bald. And I'm stupid. And I smell. So I lose.
No, Listen, I'm not a hairy person. I was unfortunately gifted with that stupid patch of hair in the back of my, on my back, like right above my head. But like the rest of my body, I think like manly arms have like hair. Yeah.
What about your facial beard? It comes in okay.
Just okay, you know?
Nick has a full... Nick's beard goes all the way down to below his Adam's apple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's handsome. Yeah. It's super handsome.
And he can actually grow hair on his teeth.
But his mustache is not that great. Like, my mustache is terrible.
You're not all that.
No, it's not big and bushy and lush.
You know, yeah, you know where you lose, Nick? On the
let's talk about me.
On the below the lip. It doesn't quite come.
I know, yeah, right in here, too.
Do you ever use filler?
This part of my chin, I do use filler, and I'll draw it in from time to time. No, you look at somebody like Radko Gudas on the Flyers, right? Like, that guy shaves, and then by 5 p.m., he's got a full beard again. I will never have that, or the Steve Harvey, you know, full mustache. That's not what I got.
But hairy arms means a big bush, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Probably.
That's what I've always...
It's like red sky at night, big bush.
Yeah. Big bush. You know the saying.
Sailors swore. I've sworn by it for centuries.
Red sky at night.
Look, Columbus, red sky at night, big bush. You've been on deck too long.
Casey, I can't stop looking at your hair.
Doesn't it look great?
It's like matted to his forehead.
Yeah.
Did you have a hat on?
I had a hat
on. Okay, put it back on.
No. You look like you went to a salon run by Cousin Eddie.
It's funny, though, but as you're going, you're getting into the dating world and you start to notice things like that.
Oh, you hyper-focus.
Absolutely. You will hyper-focus on that, especially
if
you're, you know, like post-divorce or something like that, and then you really got to... I going to spend a lot of time with this hairy person?
Well, I think after that, if you are like a post-divorce or whatever, you maybe get you might get a little pickier because...
You may. And in fact, there are some new dating words out there if you are not familiar. And, you know, we're coming up on Valentine's Day as well, so maybe you're in a new relationship. But there are some whole new dating behaviors to watch out for, and I have a list of these. This is from a dating trend expert, Eugene Legendre, has given her insight. No, Eugenie. I'm sorry. You ever heard of a girl named Eugenie before? Yeah. I don't think I have.
Yeah, I think there's a Princess Eugenie in the UK.
Presenting Princess Eugenie. Your most royal highness. You're going to drop your scepter.
She is an expert in dating trends and has given her insight into what warning signs daters should look out for and avoid.
Ooh.
The dating aficionado unveiled 4 new expressions used to summarize bad dating behavior.
All right.
So
let's hear it.
There's a new one. Excuse me. It's called orbiting.
Orbiting.
A dater who distances themselves from you but still remains in the background. Says that you and that special someone ended things suddenly, or maybe things were left a bit unclear and you aren't sure if it's on or off.
Another term for it, though, Nick, wasn't it?
I didn't know about orbiting until very recently. There was a person that I was interested in. This was 3 or 4 years ago, post-divorce, and I had no idea what her deal was. And it was just, she just kind of hung around. And she orbited around planet Nick, and every now and then... You know, she's like a comet, and she'd get a little bit closer, and then she'd take off and go behind the sun again. It was weird.
Yeah.
And I never quite understood what she wanted or what her deal was.
She wanted a fuller below-the-lip beard.
But I'll tell you what, Well, she came in the wrong place. Right. The weird thing about this now, and I hadn't dated prior to, you know, it had been 15 years really since I dated.
Right.
It was the social media element, which didn't exist 15 years ago. And when somebody can orbit you via social media, you're like, wait, is this person interested? Is this person not interested?
That's true. That's a whole other realm. Someone is actually making the physical effort to be around you.
Yeah. But they like your posts, yeah. They comment on stuff, but you don't actually ever see that person in person. It's an odd part of the equation.
Yeah, it says here, either way, you have noticed that every time you post something on social media, the person will continuously like all your photos just so you know they're still around. Mm. This leaves you wondering, are we or aren't we? If someone is not quite in your life and not quite entirely removed, then you're being orbited.
Right.
All right, so that's one of them. There's another one called pocketing.
Pocketing.
It's when the person that you are dating appears to be keeping you on the back burner and is in no hurry to seriously commit to you.
All right, so we went through a series of things that were very similar to this in the dating world, where you're sort of, like with the orbiting, you're sort of kept, to me, I equated that as back pocketing.
Yeah.
Where you sort of just keep somebody at the ready just in case.
Right.
This person's good, but let me check it out.
Yeah. The horrid trend of pocketing is on the rise, and you don't want to be the one stuffed into a pocket by someone you really thought a relationship was growing with.
And if you want a great meal without the big deal,
hot pockets. Mm-hmm. It says, if you aren't being introduced to his or her friends and family within months of spending time together, then it might be time to open your eyes because you've been pocketed.
Yeah.
A pocketer is only available when they want to hang out or when their schedules are clear. Make sure that you are always with someone who is excited to show you off.
So they're keeping you in the virtual gimp box.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of like that. Yeah. Here's one, cookie jarring.
Oh, it's like docking.
What's that?
It's like docking.
It's like docking. Cookie jarring.
What is cookie jarring? I have not heard this one.
Someone who is keen to have their cake and eat it, getting backup dates lined up in case something goes wrong with the one that they are dating.
Huh.
It says, so you've been seeing someone for quite some time, and you want to have a little extra security just in case. You start getting a little friendlier with that crush that you spotted in your lecture or at work.
Yeah.
So you have something to fall back on if it goes wrong. If you're guilty of this, then you are cookie jarring. Give yourself time.
Cookie jarring sounds a bit like the they all share a commonality.
They all do. Mm-hmm. Yep. Give yourself.
Or maybe you're bread basketing, where you keep someone you want to have in the back pocket who you just took out of your cookie jar.
Right. Give yourself time to get to know someone without the influence of anyone else. And if things just don't work out, then that's okay. But don't get back up because you are unsure.
I always hated when I was dating people who wouldn't pull the trigger, basically. You know, like, are we in this or not? You know?
Yeah.
And could never. And I was fine if, you know, they would want the trappings of a full relationship without the full relationship. And it was like, no, this is not how it works.
Right. And then there's one more, prowling. Someone who
I've got your scent and I'm coming after you.
Prowling is a prowler is someone who ghosts you, then reappears on the scene when it suits them. And is a behavior dating trend expert Eugenie advises that you to look out for and avoid. What?
Eugenie, I think at that point there was probably a gas leak in the room.
It says, finally, you got that date that you've been dreaming about, and it's going well.
Yes.
You hang out a little more, and you really start to get to know each other. But wait. All of a sudden, they've gone. You haven't heard from them in days or seen them in quite some time. They disappeared with no explanation, and you're left shattered and confused about what went wrong, almost like you've been ghosted. But then
you find out they're eaten by pigs.
No, it all goes full circle when that person that you thought you finally didn't care about anymore appears and acts as if nothing ever happened.
I hate that.
Now, that's listen, a prowler. I
think we've all done versions of that ourselves.
It's right? been
prowler
so long, though.
Toys with people's emotion.
I mean, it's been almost 20 years since I've, like, you know, dated somebody. But
yeah.
I'm trying to think back of, like, you know, some of the because I didn't really date either. Like,
yeah.
I don't really know. But I just remember you're almost, like, looking for something wrong. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, while dating?
While dating. You're not because you want to get out of the relationship, but you're like, okay. You know, just like any sort of...
When's the hammer going to fall?
Right.
You're looking for that. So when I met my wife, I was dating multiple people. And they everybody knew, and we were all sort of doing the same thing. Like, because I would move from relationship to relationship and forget what it was about being in a relationship or qualities that I didn't like.
Yep.
And you always had to, like, relearn it. Oh, it was, you know, it's like Memento. You had to learn it all over again.
Yeah.
And so I figured if I was doing a side-by-side sort of, and I had different people with different attributes to compare, and my wife immediately jumped out, like Seabiscuit, jumped out ahead of the pack.
I think, you know, early on I had...
Not that my wife is a horse, by the way.
Such low self-esteem that I didn't look for anything wrong. But I was the one that had those little things that were wrong.
Yeah.
That the girl would leave the relationship. And then I think maybe I got a little bit pickier, I don't know, a little bit later on in college or whatever, where I kind of was like, well, I mean, little things, like little tiny things. And I'm not talking about, you know, like physical things. Yeah. Just, you know what I mean?
Like, not like amoebas.
Not amoebas. Yeah. But, all right, could I put up with this for the rest of my life?
Right. Is this something I can endure?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's, you know, it's tough. It's a little, there's a little game that has to be played.
Thank God for you, Jeannie.
Yeah.
Thank God for you, Jeannie. She's here. But listen, women might have it tougher because I saw this study, Kathy, and you will appreciate this. Researchers at Macquarie University had 82 women rate the body odor and faces of men age 18 to 35, and they found that single men are stinkier.
Single men are stinkier.
Well, they're smellier.
They're smellier.
So why they're single?
The participating men.
What are they... Are they wearing scents, or do they actually smell bad?
No, it's natural. So the participating men had to work up a sweat, and the women had to sniff the armpit area of their sweaty T-shirts. Mm.
So, all right, so are we suggesting that single men put out a pheromone that might make them smell more unpleasant?
It might be that. So the women often rated the smell of men without partners around a 3 out of 6 on the smelliness scale. And they also rated these men as looking more masculine compared to the men in relationships. Mm. The scientists said that this scent likely is due to the fact that single men have higher testosterone levels.
Yeah.
As well as other non-hormonal lifestyle differences, which I don't know exactly what that means.
I don't know.
But it might be the pheromone thing.
It could quite possibly be. So, Kathy, with your sense of smell, if you were to get single again, you'd have to date married men. Be the only smell you could withstand.
This is the only thing I can handle.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's a new trend when, you know, talking about relationships and then people being, you know, having a real issue with their ex or just hating somebody that you broke up with.
Say, like, maybe they smell like burned rubber.
Maybe that. Oh, Jesus. Anyhow, so there's a trend, and like a week or two ago, leading up to Valentine's Day, I saw one story, then another one, then another one, then a few others that have taken to the level. So naming non-desirable animals after your ex. So
oh, yes!
Some zoos have been doing this, and like you could name cockroaches after your ex or snakes after your ex. And then they started upping the level where you name a cockroach after your ex, and then they feed it to some kind of animal that eats those.
Oh, it's actually...
The latest that I saw, Steve, is you can name a salmon after your ex, and then they feed it to a bear.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
A living salmon, I assume?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Just whatever it is.
I thought you meant, like, renaming your ex and then referring to them as... Because I had a friend who, for years, referred to her ex as the douche, so we would know... Okay, that's who she was talking about. She never spoke his name after they broke up. That's how she would refer to him.
No, like the zoos, and I think even the Philadelphia Zoo doing it as well?
I thought they were doing it with snakes, maybe?
Snakes, where you can name a snake, and I think you know, for at least a month, the snake will go by that name.
Yeah. That's interesting that, so from there on forth, the guy's name was the douche.
The douche.
Yes.
Okay.
For years.
This was a big family scandal that happened at my house. My uncle and his wife split up, and I'll never forget it. My uncle was living at our house at the time while they were split up, and my dad answers phone. He goes, "Hello?" There's a pause, and you hear him go like this. He doesn't even cover up the phone or anything like that. He goes, "Hey, Tony. The bitch is on the phone."
Wow.
Oh, damn. My God.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. And so how'd that go over?
Yeah.
Oh, not well.
Yeah.
Oh, she was Livid after that.
I mean, besides Burnt Rubber Girl, because I've heard you talk and you say she's an evil person. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any exes that you just can't stand?
No.
Me neither.
They were all...
That's the only one case.
You know, and whether for whatever reason, and it was meant to not be,
because
I ended up with the right situation.
I mean, but I've had a couple of broken hearts, but, I mean, after a little bit of time, you just look back and you go, well... I clearly wasn't the person for them, so it's all right.
Yeah, that's the only one case. Yeah. Everybody else, I have remained...
As long as they could write a good essay.
I have remained acquaintances with or friends with, or at least my long-term relationships, and everything's great. It just didn't work out.
That's it.
You know?
Sometimes it doesn't. It takes a while for you to realize that in life.
But sometimes you get just a nasty person, and forever...
Yeah.
Will just remain
the douche
in your mind. The douche,
the bitch. Yeah,
burnt rubber girl. I mean, that's just because her hoo ha smelled like burnt rubber. But
I think sometimes that's a two way street though too, because if that person is that angry, there's got to be just animosity in general, right? Like that one of those people had to be incredibly negative in order to carry over those negative feelings for as long as they did.
The question is, how do you at the beginning formative stages of a relationship hide that you're so that level of animus?
Well, and also, Steve, I'm always amazed at how you can go from such love and elation to such bitter hatred.
Well, what about the stories when Preston, like when people get, we were in a long-term relationship and then I cut them up and put them in a cooler.
By the way, I'm loving some of these nicknames coming in on the text. If you want to call in and give us an, if it can be said on air, that you still refer to your ex as, because here's a few one. Let's see. My ex is called the sperm donor. Okay. Kathy, my ex was CPB after we split. Just called her CPB, crazy psycho bitch.
Okay.
My ex is Dr. Doofus. Is another one, and this one says, I named a tree after an ex because she was so shady. So they went with that. this one just refers to their ex as the devil. My family refers to... Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Can you see it on there?
Oh, my God.
No, you can't, Steve.
My family refers to my brother's ex-fiance as the effing leaky C word.
Wow. The whole family?
The FLC. Yeah. Leaving the kids?
Oh. There was one in our family that was TFJ, and it stood for that effing, and then I don't want to say her first name, but that her whole name, as far as my family was concerned, referred to as TFJ.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will go next to Heidi. Good morning, Heidi.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Heidi, so you have an ex that you have referred to in a certain way?
Always by ass clown, never by name. And whenever I say ass clown, everybody knows who I'm talking about.
So okay. Never by name, but they know that you're talking about this individual when you say ass clown.
Always.
And Heidi, how long has that relationship been over?
It's been over for about 9 years, maybe.
Nine years. And you still say ass clown, and your friends and family know exactly who you're talking about.
Always. It's great. It's perfect. It suits them.
I love it.
Go to.
Thanks, Heidi. Appreciate
Devin.
It. All right, let me go to Devin then. Hey, Devin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, so you have an ex that you have a nickname for?
So my best friend in the
world. You can't say that.
Stuff.
Oh. So you and your best friend were talking and
she and I just decided that his nose was too big, and from now on he's Toucan Sam.
Oh my God!
Toucan Sam.
And this was your ex?
This is my best friend's ex.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
So you named.
Yeah.
And did she adopt that name?
Oh, my gosh. Every time we talk about him.
Okay.
Toucan Sam.
I like it.
Our core friend group, they know Toucan Sam, he who shall not be named.
He who shall not be named.
It's funny because, yes, there. When speaking of that person that did whatever they did to you or acted a certain way, just even saying their actual name is giving them too much credit. You know what I mean?
You're sort of passively acknowledging their existence, and that's painful.
Yep.
I actually forgot my friend's ex's name. Like, I forgot what his name is because we referred to him so much as the douche.
The douche, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
What is it? Full name.
Well, but no, and by the way, she has forgiven him and moved on with her life, and now we refer to him as his name.
Well, you know, look, we had the story in the entertainment report. Brad Pitt attended Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen.
It can. Let me go to Tom. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Morning.
Tom, you have an ex with a nickname?
I have an ex with a nickname and a story that goes from 0 to 100 really quick.
Please, please. Go ahead.
So my ex's name for me is the crazy bitch W.
Whore.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say whore.
If you said bitch.
If you said bitch, whore is okay. All right, crazy bitch whore, okay.
Yeah, crazy bitch whore from, you know, from the Bad Bosses movies.
Okay.
You know, after Charlie Day. The story, if you guys want to hear it, I was in the hospital getting a surgery, and she, while I was under surgery, she, did the deed with 5 other guys at the same time and broke up with me while I was under anesthesia.
All right, there you go.
Okay, now you have a story.
Yes, now our attention. Okay. 5 guys at the same time.
That's too many guys,
at
man.
The same time.
That's 10 balls.
How did you hear about that?
Well, I woke up from surgery and one of my friends who was not involved to my knowledge texted me and said, you need to call her. And I said, well, I'm, you know, high on painkillers right now. I'll just text her. He goes, no, you need to call her. So I, you know, snap out of it a little bit. I called her. That's what
you're
she told
on. Me. I'm dizzy. I'm very dizzy right now. Can I call her?
Got my hands full.
I was taking an appointment.
So how did you find out and what was the situation that led to her? So she was with 5 guys at once. That was the encounter. Where, how did it happen?
I honestly don't remember because, you know, painkillers are awesome.
So okay. you never followed up on it?
I did not. To be completely honest, I hate her so much that I actually forgot her name. So.
Are you sure that your buddy wasn't lying to you, though?
It's, I mean, quite that's a possible.
That's outrageous story.
I mean, that's what I said to my knowledge. Well, I got the whole story from her. Because I called her, and she was the one who actually told me.
Okay, 5 does work out with...
Would you count?
I did count.
Well, it can be done.
It can be done. But to Preston's point, if you were drugged and your friend was saying this and you can't quite remember, perhaps it didn't happen at all.
Well, no, because I called her, and she was the one who actually told me what happened.
Oh, yeah.
And then she...
Yeah, so what happened?
Yeah, how did she break the news to you? Oh, well, I was with 5 guys today while you were in surgery.
Do you like hamburgers? Well, so do I. I was with 5 guys.
Actually, almost exactly how that happened.
That is exactly how it happened?
Pretty much.
Wow. Any idea what she's up to these days, Tom?
6 guys.
Yeah. All I know is that thanks to a couple of my friends, she can't find work in this area, so she is currently living at home with her parents.
All right. Okay. Interesting. Wow. Okay.
She did you a favor.
Thank you, Tom.
I mean, I don't know how long you guys were together before this happened. How long were you guys? Oh, okay. He's gone.
I'm sorry, Case. Yeah, I didn't know you wanted to
especially
ask
if you're question. Antisocial, then you have to pal around with the other 4 guys.
I mean, when something like that happens, it's like, well, okay.
Well, I'm upset with you.
But thank you, because... I mean, it could have been a lot worse. You know what I mean? We could have been married, and that could have happened, or you know.
Yeah, so good. If you have the luxury of hindsight, or the ability to look back and go, you know what? I avoided a lot of crap just by that ending there.
It's going
to
be hard to walk in on the gangbang and go on the plus side.
I like the text coming in when people were saying, "Are they sure she wasn't just eating at 5 guys?"
Right?
Yeah, right, seriously.
Maybe he misheard.
You can't say that he didn't
never
make a
followed
mistake.
Up on it.
I mean, it's quite possible.
Maybe whatever. She lived at that house.
She was working at an orphanage, late.
Maple right. Glen.
This one I don't understand. Let me go to Jenna. Hey, Jenna. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi, Jenna. So we're talking about, you know, a nickname that has stuck around for an ex of yours. Are you going to share that with us?
Yes. So I went on a blind date from an online dating service. Guy seems really awesome. This was back in the Dexter heyday. So the plan was meet for a couple of drinks, go back to his house and watch the latest episode of Dexter. So as we're sitting at the bar, I realized he's kind of covering his mouth. And eventually I realized he opened his mouth to laugh, and it was as if his teeth were filed into point.
He had surgery? Bangs.
it gets worse. So not only did it seem like they were fouling the point, but it was as if he also got punched in the mouth. So as if they were, like, pointing in his mouth like a fish.
Like almost like a Mako shark?
Yes, yes.
Huh. Wow.
Is this your first date?
Back to his house, so. Yes, this was the first date.
And so, but it looked like he had this done to him on purpose, or that's just the way his teeth were?
It was as if, like, his teeth were really jacked up, and he was trying to cover it up, but I don't understand why they were pointy. That was
okay.
Really
did he tell you that if he got wet, his fin would grow back?
Yeah, I listen, I mean, that's really weird. I don't necessarily think this qualifies. She went on one date with this guy, you know? Like,
but anyhow, but still.
What was the name you ended up giving him after that, Jenna?
One more date after that.
One more date.
Okay. What was the name you ended up giving him, Jenna?
Pointy pushed in teeth guy.
Oh, pointy pushed in teeth guy. Okay.
It's
a mouthful. Yeah. Not very creative, but
wait, are you saying that he had pointy pushed in teeth? Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I have another one that his name is Pedo X, and that was a whole other story.
Oh, dear God. Pedo?
Yes.
Okay.
We got that. Yeah. Not as in Geppetto.
All right. So this is more, I mean, you're right, Casey. She went on one date.
Yeah but that happens. A lot of times when you go on those bizarre dates, same thing. I have another friend who did the same thing after like a bizarre date. And it was just a way to reference him and get her to like tell the story.
Yeah. Okay. Like I have a friend who banked the guy. They called him the one-armed bandit. Because he had one arm, and she didn't realize that until after they woke up the next morning.
I remember you telling that story.
Awesome.
She had, full intercourse with him and never once realized he was only one-armed.
Yeah.
That's pretty hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kath, what was the nickname for the guy that you just referenced?
He was the...
Skabignos?
No. That was a whole, that was a whole different story. I forget. Okay. It was something to do with his car. He showed up in this bizarre car and like drove her around, never took her to dinner. It was weird.
Okay. Let me go to Julie. Hey, Julie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, Jules?
So I had an ex who broke up with me through a voicemail because he was so sad that his cat died. I nicknamed him Sad Cat.
He broke up with you because his cat had died.
Sad Cat.
The day that he broke up with me, I was at a bar with my friends, and I was like, I think he's kind of like a little bit like sad because like a hawk, he lived like next to a forest or something, and his cat would always run outside out like at night.
Yeah.
He would leave the door open and stuff. And apparently, like, a hawk or an owl got to it, so yeah. He found the cat the next day, and he called me, and he's just, like, distraught, like, completely. And so I'm like,
I can't
see
you anymore.
Basically.
Exactly. I can't see you anymore. My cat was killed by a barn owl.
I asked if he wanted me to come over to, like, see him, and he's like, no. And so I went to the bar with my friends, and I missed a call as I'm talking to my friends. And
it'll be too painful.
I checked my voicemail.
You think maybe he just didn't want to go out with you, Julie?
I think maybe that was it. But I mean, like, he was really, really distraught about this cat. And no, so he's always going to be.
I have no doubt,
cat.
But that's
terrible. Yeah. Or maybe it didn't happen at all. And he just made it up. And he was like, it'll be so bizarre, she'll have to accept it.
Sure. And I'll kill my cat. And who makes that up?
I know it happened because I was friends with him on Facebook, and he had like a little memorial post about it.
Okay. Well, he could have just worked up one.
He had like 10 or 20 pictures of the cat, and he was talking about how much he missed it. And
sad
so,
cat. I love it.
Sad
All right.
Cat.
Thank you, Eric. Julie, that's a good one. I was going to go to Eric next. Let me go to him. Hi, Eric. You're on the air. Good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, man. What's up?
My ex. I'm sorry. My fiance's ex, she was with her ex for 10 years. We've been together 11. We always refer to him as LDMF, little DMF.
Little dumb mother effer. I
don't think it's dumb.
Little penis.
Little D.
Oh, D.
That's good.
This went on so much in the house that her handicapped 10-year-old used to go home and call him LDMF.
Oh, my God.
Until he figured it out.
Oh, no. And then he got pissed, yeah.
Oh, yeah, really pissed.
I like it.
It's good, though, to be in your position, to be on the position that, by comparison, you're not that. So you win.
By any means, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, let me go next to Rick. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo, bud, we're talking about nicknames for exes that have stuck around forever. What's the one for you?
All right, so I used to call my girlfriend with my friends Rat Fink.
Rat Fink.
Okay. Rat Fink's a classic.
Yep.
Yes, for obvious facial reasons. My parents used to call my girlfriend, the same one, the devil with boobs.
Ooh. The devil with boobs. Explain.
Okay. With the T word instead of boobs.
Okay, all right. All right. Was she buxom, or he was just making the distinction, the female devil?
Just female devil.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks, man.
The devil with T's.
Appreciate it. Case, we got to wrap it up?
We do.
All right. There's some good ones coming in, but maybe we could turn that into a...
There's something to be said for just this, like, Amy is just dumb F.
Yeah, I love it. Dumb F. And that's the name. You have completely replaced it.
Yep. And in many cases, Kathy even points out, she forgot the name of someone known as the douche.
Yeah, with any luck, you'll forget their actual
name. I forgot the douche's name.
And just refer to them as that. Interesting. All right, well, listen, we do have to take ourselves a break. We're going to do that very thing right now. We'll come back in a moment. I forgot to mention this. We're actually going to have, I believe it's a concert announcement later on.
Yeah. Case.
We'll get to that during music news. We'll be back in just a moment or so. Stay with us, my friend.
This 93.3 WMMR Audio On Demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, I'd like to thank Jack Frost Mountain for sponsoring today's podcast. We are headed back to Jack Frost on Friday, March 1st for our 13th annual Preston and Steve Cardboard Classic. Go to WMMR.com to score $10 lift tickets and for details on how to register your sled to compete for cash and prizes. From WMMR and JFBB, where the snow comes first.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. All the big-name brands, they have them. Visit FrenchCreekOutfitters.com for additional info. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day spa package from Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit HandAndStone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Red, red, red. Is she seeing red? Well, she wants to this Valentine's Day. Give her one of Steven Singer's famous Valentine's Day red 24-karat gold dip roses starting at only $59 with free shipping. A gift that lasts a lifetime. Only at IHateStevenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So, Case, we forgot to ask about your chaperone of the Valentine's Day on Friday night.
Yeah. You know what?
Your daughter's school.
It was her first, like, formal dance as a seventh grade girl. And I didn't volunteer to chaperone. My wife volunteered me.
Oh,
but, you know, so I sort of went in like, okay.
Yes, I'd like to volunteer.
I had a great time.
You did?
That's awesome. I had a wonderful time. It was so... It was neat. It was neat to watch, you know, all the kids interact. At first, I thought it was going to be, I was like, oh, this is going to be an awkward night for these guys, because it was actually at, it was at Anthony's, like a restaurant, and they have a little ballroom downstairs in Drexel Hill. So it was like, it wasn't at the school gym or anything like that. It was nice sit-down dinner and everything like that. And by sit-down dinner, I mean, I had like pizza and chicken fingers.
Totino's.
But... when they got there, the music was playing. There was a little dance floor there, but they all sat down at their tables. I'm like, oh, this is going to be one of those nights where, you know, everybody's just going to be sitting at the table on their phones taking pictures or whatever. But after they had all eaten their dinner, like, nobody sat down. Everybody was on the dance floor. They had, you know, and a couple of kids were on their phones, you know, throughout the entire evening.
Right, right, right.
It was cool. And what I thought was really, really funny was, you know, they had played a few slow songs throughout the evening, but when the slow songs came on, there were only just a handful of kids that went out there to dance the slow dance, because it's really awkward. I mean, it's a weird thing to do, to ask somebody to dance, or at least for them it was. But what was funny was there would be like a boy and girl dancing, and I'm talking like, you know, like hands all the way out, like basically like 3 feet in between them. But then all of their friends like stood around them as they were dancing.
That's weird.
It was like a ritual thing.
Well, that they had the guts to do it.
But nobody would give them privacy.
Yeah.
That was the part that I was like, let these guys dance.
They were just amazed.
Yeah, they were like, and I thought, and that's kind of how it went for the entire evening.
Did you run in like Kevin Bacon and Footloose? Let's dance!
No. I had said this on Friday, and this was, I wanted to remain as incognito as possible. So there were me and like, I don't know, like five or six other chaperones.
And you pulled it off?
And we pulled it off. At one point, it was so funny. At one point,
you left.
I did.
Okay.
Because they're all, a lot of parents were upstairs at the bar upstairs.
Then they recovered.
Yeah. So I went upstairs to say hi to some people. But two things happened that night that I thought were funny. One, the chaperone that I was sitting there talking to, she goes, hey, I think there's a boy over there that his friends are trying to make him do something that he doesn't want to do. And I was like, wow, that was pretty observant. So she's like, will you go over and check up on that? And so I went over to the kid. Hey, are these guys trying to make you do something that you don't want to do? He's like, yeah. I go, okay, all right, well, come over here. And, you know, so they were, like, pushing him to go ask somebody to dance. And he didn't want to ask to dance. Right. And
okay. I hear you.
I was like, I was pretty amazed that the chaperone noticed that. I mean, there was, you know, 100 kids there, and she noticed that.
The noticer has some competition pressure.
Yeah, I do. But the coolest thing that I saw all evening long is there was a young girl who was sitting in the corner of the room by herself, in the back corner of a room, just kind of isolating. And I saw two girls who were in the grade above her go to the back of the room, sat down with her and talked with her, and then talked her into going on to the dance floor. I was like, that was... And then that girl ended up having, like, the time of her life. I thought that was really, really cool.
That is.
Yeah.
It does happen. You will. I mean, you hear a lot of stories about bullying and people, you know, shunting. But there are some really nice people out there still. And
there you
kids
go.
That are young enough to make a difference.
So when I saw that,
that's really cool.
I immediately texted their parents. I said, I just want to let you know that your daughters did this and they're awesome and it made my evening. And you should know how special your girls
are.
Who
is this?
Yeah. No,
no. No, that's very cool.
It was neat, man. I think I've been a little bit negative lately, and I have to, like, reassess myself because I came off a little negative on Friday, but, you know, I thought it was awesome. I had a good time on Friday night.
Check yourself.
Before you wreck yourself. Yeah. And I was getting dangerously close to wrecking myself.
To wrecking yourself. Yeah, you can't do that, man.
So
you think the dance kind of opened your eyes a little bit?
Yeah, perhaps.
Okay.
And then other people tell me that I've been negative.
Okay.
But I couldn't see it myself.
Well, that and everyone's been telling me I've been negative.
That was me.
Yeah.
By the way, Kathy posted an updated photo of her date from middle school who had one eyebrow.
Yeah. Update.
And he has since separated the two and trimmed them very nicely.
I loved all weekend. Every time I went to the Preston and Steve Instagram page, it was him right there. It was kind of funny.
He's very manscaped now, Kathy.
Yes, he is. I would probably call him a metrosexual.
Okay. Yeah, he's concerned about his appearance and takes care of it.
He is, yeah. And he's a good friend of mine, and we've stayed friends all these years. And I got a lot of comments from people still in the area who recognized him.
He's got a solid beard.
There was another thing that happened over the weekend that was we got updated on, which was the photos that we were talking about on Friday of that house were taken off the listing.
Yes.
You know, and I was kind of disappointed by that.
The house that was in Glen, where was it?
Maple Glen.
And a beautiful house, $750,000 for the size, over 5,000 square feet. But in the basement were some S&M devices that were left in the listing photos.
Top level stuff,
and,
by the way.
We you know, it was impressive, and we were talking about it, and I guess they took those pictures off, right?
Well, also, apparently, they're investigating because that would qualify as using the residence for business purposes. They were renting it. Remember, you had brought that up as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was on Airbnb.
Yeah, and that apparently, at least in that area, would violate some local ordinances.
Oh.
Well, so the realtor actually made a comment, and I don't know if it was a he or she, but they said that they just listed it as a regular listing. It was not any sort of publicity stunt because people were saying maybe, you know, that was it. And they said, I didn't really know what to do with it, so I just posted the pictures as I normally would.
Sure. Yeah. Certainly got people talking.
Yeah.
I know somebody.
You certainly did.
I know someone who was setting up to go take a look at it.
Dude, it was international news. Out. The Daily Mail, which is London,
yes,
right?
London. Right. Yep.
That had caught, I mean, it was first national and then international. It was all over the place.
Yeah. Well, and that stuff, by the way, listen, now whenever you see dungeons or these rooms, they're always much darker and there's like, you know, maybe faux brick on the wall or whatever.
Yeah.
This is brightly lit. It's pleasant. You could be happy.
Yep.
As you're getting your ass whipped?
Yeah, while you're in the stocks?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So I'm surprised they took that down, but for
that holds no
is.
Fascination to me being I don't, you know, being locked in a stockade during sex. No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I like a little bit of freedom.
I don't want to be hurt.
No.
During that
I don't want to be whipped or have my ball set on fire.
That playtime, no. Yeah. To be honest.
But have your ass tickle with an ostrich feather.
No,
right,
that's
Steve?
Totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to demand that.
With an ostrich feather?
That's Steve's line. I can't.
Remember that? The guy who's after sports is like,
What are you bench pressing these days, Bill? 500 pounds, 600 pounds. Oh, for Christ's sake, he'd hold me down to the ground, took my ass with an Austin trainer. I couldn't stop you. I couldn't stop you, man. That's how big you are, and man, just a huge man. Wow. But I'm looking at this thing here, President. Again, in these pictures, it looks like a preacher bench for a weight room.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to figure out how that device is used.
Yeah. I was wondering that, too.
I guess you have to, but there's apparently like a little G.I. Joe in front of it, so you got to do it in front of a doll.
I don't know.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting when people like Alicia Vitarelli and over at 6ABC were commenting on it. I mean, just posting the story, but it was just, it was so local and yet so depraved and fascinating to a lot of people, but it was a news story on top of all of it.
And unless it's like an ad machine.
What?
This thing that we're looking at right here.
Oh, I have no idea. Interesting. All right, well, I was going to go somewhere else, but...
Well, go ahead.
Well, we don't have enough time. I was going to talk about that wedding that last week where the story with the bride.
Oh, right.
I'm not the bride, the groom. Actually was going after an underage girl who worked at the reception. This is his own wedding.
During his own reception, he's put moves on and
exposed himself. Sexually assaulted her and everything and was taken away. But I was commenting when that story first surfaced last week that I think sometimes people, now this guy's obviously gone above and beyond and
yes.
It seems like he's probably a D-bag, but people that on their wedding day feel that they are the lords of all creation and that they can do whatever they want to because of that particular day. You know
this
what I mean?
This is my day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I am the supreme ruler for today. I will definitely, you know, act that way. And I could see that happening. I could see people, especially, you throw back a few drinks and all of a sudden you're the god of all creation.
There are a couple dynamics that happen. That one where you think you rule the, this is my day. I've been waiting for this, you know. And then there's also the curtain ringing down in every way possible that now you're going to be married.
Yeah.
You know, or now, you know, this is it. And then they have one last free for all.
Right.
I've seen it happen both ways. I'd mentioned, when we were on with Good Day last week or the week before about a fight that happened. Same sort of thing. Guy got drunk and, during the whole thing with the garter belt and all that stuff. You're going too far up, and boom. I mean, it just got into a full brawl, and I had the table, like, right near the dance floor where it was happening. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is awesome.
This is great.
This is great. Because I didn't really want to go to the wedding to begin with, but
at least you got a floor show out of it.
Full show.
Yep.
Yeah,
extra slice of cake.
I was at a wedding when I was younger, and the fight broke out on the dance floor, but I was too far away from the situation to know how or why it started. But it was scary.
Sure.
I mean, there was a huge melee on the dance floor.
Well, and you have different families represented.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Yeah, no idea. But, I mean, earlier in that day,
how many people were going at it, if I may?
A dozen people at least. I mean,
throwing punches?
Yeah. But earlier, I had walked into the bathroom, and I was probably maybe still in high school at this point, walked into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I go to push the door open and it wouldn't open. I mean, it opened a little bit. I was like, thought it was stuck. But no, they were doing coke in the bathroom and the one dude was kind of holding the door shut.
Ah, you know.
You know, so.
It's a wedding.
Yeah, and they're like,
wedding
hey,
coke
do
is
you
the
want
best.
Some? And I was like, no. I honestly didn't even know what was going on at the point. And I'm like, oh, you guys are doing like real drugs. Okay. And then,
I'm here to go pee-pee.
Yeah. I didn't get a potty. Yeah, so I went to the urinal, pulled my pants all the way down my ankles, and did my business.
Pulled my knee.
There's a few texts coming in about that particular wedding, and this one says, worked with the guy from the wedding, complete a-hole addict, piece of S. Another one says, I was bullied by that guy in high school.
Wow.
Sounds sweet.
Yeah.
He is from Bucksville, right?
He's from Levittown.
Lovely.
I think. I know it took place.
Let's go.
Yep.
Thank you.
Why is Dr. Mike on the phone?
Oh. You know why?
Oh, man.
Why? Well, let's get his music
I
ready
I wasn't
to go.
Expecting that. We
I know, I wasn't either.
Medical.
But we'll go to him anyway. So. Dr. Mike Seriglian.
Yay!
Hi,
pen medicine. Hey, man.
I have more than just medicine. I'm multi, you know,
talented.
I got a lot of things to my life. Faceted. I used to play trumpet at weddings.
Yes, Dr. Mike was in a wedding band.
Mm-hmm. I've been to thousands of weddings, which is probably why I couldn't get married until I was 42. I had, like, post-traumatic stress. Yeah.
So you've seen it all. You've seen brawls, right? I'm sure.
I have seen it all. And the one story that just sticks in my mind, there was a wedding where the bride was going to throw the bouquet. Mm-hmm. And there were these two women who were completely out of their minds drunk. And it was like watching the Eagles. I mean, they were tackling. I mean, this is on the dance floor. They were fighting over the bouquet. So they do that once. The bride is flustered. They separate them. She does it again. And they do it again. And there's like one little flower left in the bouquet. And I'm standing there in the band with the band. I'm thinking, like, what the hell is this? And then the other one, it was back in the day when there were firehouse weddings, you know, the good old-fashioned firehouse.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And there was the groom was completely inebriated. He was dancing with his grandmother, and they fell over.
Oh, no.
And grandmom and the groom, and I'm thinking, boy, what a great way to start a life together. You know, like
kills his grandmother.
What?
He almost kills his grandmother.
He almost killed his grandmother because he fell down because he was drunk, and I guess he was drunk because he wasn't really all that thrilled about getting married.
What was the worst place you had a performed for a reception? Worst hall or wherever you were?
You know, I was never a big fan of these wedding factory kinds of places.
Right,
where
right.
Like, you know, there's four weddings going on. You're in room A.
Yeah,
you know? And,
yeah.
And so I would have to say that was kind of and then there was one where we played up in New York, and it was so hot that you were drenched.
Well,
because there was no air conditioning and it was really hot.
To those wedding factories, there was a place that it was the Huntington Townhouse on Long Island, and it was basically. There were like nine weddings going on all the time at this place. It was and we used to joke it was the wedding conveyor belt. It would just go one right through, you know, and you see the bands moving in and out. There's no sense of specialness to that, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't my cup of tea. And then the other thing is you have the dynamics of the families where one side of the family doesn't talk to the other, and there's separation. No one wants to get up and dance. It's there's a lot of
drama.
Yeah, a lot of drama. But anyway.
Now, I've gotten completely, like, plastered at weddings because, you know, I was young and...
Open bar
and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. I remember the wedding manager was chasing me around because I was trying to do shots, right? And they're like, they don't allow you to do shots. So then I figured out a way around doing shots because they're not allowed to give you shots. So you just order it on ice.
Oh, yeah.
Order it on the rocks.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
And then, and so this, I mean, in hindsight, he was right and I was totally wrong.
Yep.
But
at the time,
and that was at the Conkerville, and that was, I mean, top three hangover.
Well, see.
The next day. It was terrible.
If you play in the band, don't you get your drinks for free?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. I won't mention, because I played with a number of bands. One of them was a large ensemble, like a big band.
Yeah.
And I remember they had this amazing spread with shrimp and crab and everything.
That's Kathy's wedding.
It was like a bunch of locusts. The band, during a break, went over and started eating all the stuff, and the head of the place was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How you're ruining the... And
medicine seemed like a better option for you.
Right, right.
Well, you know what, Steve? If you can handle a wedding, and I used to play trumpet in church, you know, where I was playing like for the Queen of England to walk in, right? If you can do that, you can handle brain surgery.
Yeah.
The stress of life and death is less than at a wedding.
Hey, so, Dr. Mike, we spoke about it earlier. Sorry to hear about Mama Deed's passing. She was your patient.
Yes. She was, I'll tell you, she was a fighter, and she was just a cool chick.
Yeah.
Remember, she showed up at the camp.
Yeah, we were talking about it. Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, Nice to talk to you, sir. We appreciate you touching base.
Well, listen, call me later today. You needed something, and I didn't call you this
week. All right, I'll get around to it. All right, Dr. Mike.
This is how we conduct our medical stuff on the air.
Yeah, we make our appointments live on the air.
I got this hair coming out of my lower back.
Yeah. All right, anyway, with that, Casey saying we need to take a quick break, so we're going to do that very thing. We will be back in just a moment or two. Make sure you don't stray too far. I got some more good B-File stories coming up in just a moment.
93.3 WMMR presents Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month, Dave Joyce. Celebrating our area's best talent. Bringing it to you on air, online, and in the community. Hear and see more at WMMR.com. Keyword Local Shots. Dave Joyce, Jackson's Local Shots Artist of the Month. Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family. 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Let's get to these stories. Then we have a guest we're going to welcome to the show. So here we go.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, our Bizarre File this morning is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, or Dunkin', I should say. This Valentine's Day, stop by Dunkin' and get heart-shaped, bling-sprinkled, cookie dough and brownie batter double-filled donuts. Preston and Steve, run on Dunkin'. I know that's a lot.
Damn.
Limited-time offer. Participation may vary. A man is accused of stealing an elderly couple's car in the middle of the night while they were asleep and returning it before they woke up, like, more than once. Police said the man used the couple's van as a getaway car in other vehicle break-ins. Beverly Havard said that she misplaced her spare key and started noticing changes with her vehicle. She said,
"You driving around during the night, you crazy bitch."
Listen, she said the seat was pulled back and the mirrors were adjusted. Yeah. She says that she started tracking the vehicle's mileage, which was also changing.
"I think someone's taking our motor vehicles."
So, she said, "I said somebody's been driving my car and bringing it back, and I know I'm not crazy." Friday night, authorities arrested a guy, Michael Armando Lopez, after they caught him in the Havard's car.
Yeah, they have clear footage of him.
Deputies said that when they tried to stop him, he sped off and crashed into a pole, and now the Havards are left without a vehicle, which was specifically designed for Beverly's disabled husband, Rick. Deputies said that during the several nights that Lopez took the Havard's van, he was burglarizing other people's cars.
Isn't that wild? So and then returning them.
He was returning it and trying to leave it just as it was, but slightly, little bitty things were different each time. And she's like, "Somebody's been taking my car." Sure enough, she was right. A 27-year-old Indian man is going viral after he announced an intent to sue his parents, claiming that he didn't give his explicit consent to bring him into the world.
That's right. He's got a case. No way they can prove they got that.
Raphael Samuel, donning a fake beard and sunglasses, said in a YouTube video posted on Tuesday that he was suing his parents because he was conceived without his consent and therefore his parents should pay for his life.
They probably have.
He said, "I want everyone in India and the world to realize one thing, that they are born without their consent. I want them to understand that they do not owe their parents anything. If we are born without our consent, we should be maintained for our life. We should be paid by our parents to live."
They must be proud of him.
He said, "To children, I would like to say, do not do anything for your parents if you do not want to. If you want to, you're truly, genuinely feel like doing it, do it." He's been reported as a follower of antinatalism.
Antinatalism.
Yes, and increasingly
she's a
popular,
sweet old gal.
Yet bizarre ideology that believes that it is morally wrong for people to procreate and take a nihilistic approach towards human life, saying that humanity brings only suffering.
So did he see at all why that legally would be difficult to pull off?
Well, yeah, I think this. Well, listen, there's more to this. It says, despite his intent to sue, the man says his parents do not have no hard feelings towards him.
He's an idiot.
While he actually loves them, he said, "I love my parents and we have a great relationship, but they had me for their joy and their pleasure. My life has been amazing, but I don't see why I should put another life through the rigmarole of school and finding a career, especially when they didn't ask to exist." He also shared a Facebook post supposedly from his mother that appears to welcome the challenge from their son, with her allegedly saying, "I must admire my son's temerity to want to take his parents to court knowing that both of us are lawyers."
That's a problem.
If Raphael could come up with a rational explanation as to how we could have sought his consent to be born, I will accept my fault, she says. So it's not going anywhere.
No, no, no.
It's just a publicity stunt, I think.
Good to tie up the courts with it, though.
But it's interesting. A teenager who was arrested for molesting a horse last year has been arrested for attempting to break into homes while carrying a stun gun, scissors, and a large sex toy.
You had me at molest a horse.
19-year-old Daniel Bennett was arrested after a homeowner spotted Bennett attempting to break in through her kitchen window. The homeowner screamed and Bennett fled the scene. Deputies spoke to several homeowners in the area who reported spotting a man fitting Bennett's description approaching several houses.
Jeez.
The homeowners positively identified Bennett, who officers spotted riding his bicycle in the area. When he was arrested, Bennett was carrying a taser, a pair of hair styling scissors, a pack of razor blades, and a large rubber sex toy with a tube attached to it. Bennett was arrested and charged with attempted second-degree burglary and a probation violation. In 2018, he was arrested for breaking into a barn stall and having his way with a horse.
There's too much crap you have to carry around when you're a sex pervert. You notice that?
Yeah.
It's got to carry all this equipment around.
Mm-hmm. A newlywed whose husband wanted to wait until marriage to have sex has revealed that she feels that she's been deceived after discovering that he has a micropenis on their honeymoon.
He has a micropenis.
In the post shared on Reddit's forum called Am I the A-Hole, the 27-year-old woman with the username ThrowawayPeen34 explained that her 32-year-old husband used to ward off her sexual advances, claiming that he was old-fashioned.
No,
like
no,
that.
No, I'm too big, I'd hurt you.
However, after discovering that he has an abnormally small penis...
Penis so small!
She wanted to know if she was justified in feeling upset that he had likely lied to her about why he wanted to wait until marriage to be intimate.
What can we possibly do with such small penis?
She said, "We only dated for 6 months. We'd been engaged for another 6 and just got married on Saturday.
Penis so small.
I literally just got back from my honeymoon a couple of hours ago." The woman noted that her husband isn't religious, but he claimed to have old-fashioned beliefs about saving himself from marriage.
It's old chiclet, D.
After discovering his penis is, quote, about 1.25 inches long.
Wow.
She wanted to know if she had a right to be angry. She said, "Am I the a-hole for reading into this and being upset that I waited until my wedding night to find out
his micropenis
that he probably isn't as old-fashioned as he says he is?"
I guess when you're at 1 inch, you throw in the quarter, right?
Of course.
It's like a kid. I'm five and a half.
Five and a half years old.
I'm
1 1/4 inch long penis.
The woman stressed that...
Well, aren't you a big boy?
She was not going to shame him, admitting that she wouldn't even know how to broach the topic.
And this much penis.
Many commenters agree that the woman's problem is about more than just the size of her husband's penis.
Wow.
It's about other things.
See, there's the liability there about not, you know... Mm-hmm. Getting to know what you're getting into.
Exactly. Oh, you need God. To. All right. And there you go. That's what I have for you in the Bizarre File this morning. All right. There is an event coming up we are happy to help out with, as we helped out last year. And it is called the Travis Mannion Charity Event. And we're going to get you. It's the 5th annual Prum. And we'll explain what all that means in just a moment. Please welcome our friend Terrence Fenningham.
Yay! Who's here
this morning. How you doing, Terrence?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Nice to see you, sir. Let's start at the beginning and bring people up to speed if they're not familiar. We talked about this last time you were here, but the Travis Mannion Foundation. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. So Travis Mannion was an incredible individual. We lost him back in Iraq when his second combat deployment back in 07. I went to college with Travis at the Naval Academy. Family started a foundation in his memory. First started with the 9/11 Heroes runs, so 5Ks all throughout the Delaware Valley, commemorating the events of September 11th. And, you know, what can we do, right? We can come together as a community and honor our fallen and, you know, try to live better lives just supporting them. So that's one of the facets that the foundation does. They do so much more. There's our Character Does Matter program. We go into local high schools and try to challenge the future generation of leaders to be better students, better family members.
All in recognition of him. So it's a wonderful way to carry on the legacy.
Absolutely.
And so there's a number of different things that the organization helps tend to.
Oh yes, there's so many that I couldn't even cover.
That's good though. Yeah, and it's cool. And I remember last year you were on a little bit closer to the event and it was sold out. We want to guarantee that it sells out again this year. Correct?
Yes, that'd be great.
All right. So what can one expect when one attends?
So it's at the Franklin Institute again this year. Open bar. Hors d'oeuvres. I keep getting replenished all
night. You said open bar. There you go. Right. For many people, that's all you need.
Musical guest Go-Go Gadget. They're a local.
Oh, they're awesome. Yeah.
They're fantastic.
They're around for a long time. Cool.
Yeah, they did a great job last year. We have silent auctions, raffle items, all that kind of stuff.
And at this room in the Ben Franklin Institute, it's awesome. Nick, was there... Did you have an event there?
I had my wedding there.
There you go.
Which, some events are better than others. Actually, my wedding was fantastic. And this room is a great room to hold any event. And it's
gorgeous.
It's really cool that you guys come back and do this year after year. And Terrence, I found out about Travis Mannion two or three years ago and the foundation. And sometimes you look for an organization where you're not quite sure if your money is going to where you want it to
right.
go. And you guys are just, it's so rock solid. The organization has run so well top to bottom. And it's something where you know when you make a donation that where your money is going is where you want it to go.
Absolutely. And then they have actually reports on that. And I believe it's 94 cents out of every dollar goes towards actual missions that they...
That's lean and mean. That's perfect. Yeah.
By the way, it's a formal event. It's a black tie.
Black tie optional, yes.
Party, okay.
Yep, sure.
Which means wear a black tie.
Yeah.
Else you'll feel like a rube.
Now, you'll have to remind me again, prom. Why called prom?
So, prom, we call it prom because it's a prom for adults.
Yes.
And then our two gyms, we have two CrossFit affiliates, CrossFit T1, which is out in Willow Grove, and CrossFit University City, which is in Center City. So, University City, a lot of the athletes came together, and they comprised our committee. So, we changed the O to the U on prom to call it prom.
Okay. And I was reading about you as far as CrossFit. It says you're a CrossFit level one instructor. What does that mean? What does level one mean?
Level one is actually the lowest of all the CrossFit.
Really? Yeah. Oh, see, I thought that. It was like the top.
Number one.
That's like a three or a four.
Okay.
Yeah. Man.
I know. I'm slacking.
How long you been doing that?
I found it when I was in the military on San Diego back in 2004.
So okay.
I've been doing it for a while now.
Wow, man. All right. Well, listen, you guys had a goal last year, 40,000. You raised over 46.
Yep.
That's awesome. So where are you setting this year's sights?
50.
50. Okay, 50,000. Yep. It's achievable, right? Yeah, you get out ahead
absolutely.
Of it. Yeah. It's a great time also. You have none of the sweating bullets of a normal prom, and it's something. And if you didn't get to go to your prom originally, here you got all the trappings without all the worry.
Absolutely.
Can you come stag? Can you come solo?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Nice. There's going to be a lot of great CrossFit people there.
Yeah. I think so. In shape.
Yeah.
Kathy, that might be a Galentine's 2 for you.
How much does it cost? What's the ticket price?
Tickets, I believe, are $120 right now.
Okay.
And they're about to go up to $125 on the 15th of February.
All right. And you get open bar, fantastic food, a great night, music.
I was amazed last year at how much. It was the first time we held it at Franklin Institute.
Right.
And how much they just kept replenishing the hors d'oeuvres all night. It was amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So prumphilly.com.
That's it.
That's where you want to get, prumphilly.com, to get the information. And you got a little bit of time. So it's March 3rd. The last time you were here was only a couple weeks out.
Correct.
So you have a little bit more time here to play with and get people signed up for it. That's cool. So the event is Saturday, March 30th, a Saturday night. You got to love that. And it's at the Franklin Institute. So you can go to prumphilly.com to get the details and to get your tickets and all that good stuff. It's a great, great cause and should be a cool event. So we wish you luck with it, man.
Hey, thank you guys very much.
Our Anytime. Pleasure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Terrence Fenningham.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We will come back in just a moment or two. We still got a concert announcement on the way. You want to stick around. Lesson questions. You've been paying attention this morning. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
It's about 13 minutes after 10 o'clock. Monday morning, as we're trying to move this day along as quickly as we possibly can, because everybody knows what Monday is like. We have a Word of the Week prize. I think you'll like. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll give you that first letter and then tell you to keep track until Friday, and then we'll give away that prize. It's music related, which is pretty cool. Today, however, we are going to do a lesson question at this point in time, and we are going to give away a 4-pack of tickets to join the Philadelphia Wings in honoring military and first responders during Local Heroes Night when the Wings take on
The New England Black Wolves, which is going to be February 16th, Wells Fargo Center. Question that I have for you is this. Let's go with this. Finish this old sailor saying, red sky at night, and it's not sailor's delight.
No.
What's the other thing that we came up with, okay? Finish this old sailor saying, red sky at night, it's not sailor's delight. That's not the answer. It's something else. What is it? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. If you do, call now. Try and get through and see if we can set you up with a prize. We're going to do the trash while you're calling.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you by Dunkin'. This Valentine's Day, stop by Dunkin' and get heart-shaped bling sprinkled. And let me try this again. Get heart-shaped bling sprinkled and cookie dough and brownie batter double-filled donuts. There you go. That's
it. Love it.
Preston and Steve run on Dunkin'. Limited time offer. Participation may vary. What's going on, Steve?
Well, though a backlash has hurt his ticket sales in the U.S., R. Kelly is selling out all over Germany. Kelly explained, saying, quote, hell, most of the kinky piss stuff I do was invented by the Germans.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Lamar Odom is getting into the green industry by launching his own line of CBD vape pens. Marketing for the product boasts, this vape pen comes from the only guy who ever managed to squeeze a coma out of honey goat weed.
Oh my god.
And finally, we talked about it earlier, Kylie Jenner throwing an outlandish Stormy World birthday party for their one-year-old daughter that featured a huge markup of her face as the entrance, as well as carnival rides, a butterfly rainbow forest, and a baby shark stage show. Stormy was reportedly thrilled by the party and spit up some apple juice, crapped in her diaper, and then went to sleep for 5 hours.
Man, she loved it.
Yeah. That's your Hollywood trip.
All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the lesson question and finish this old sailor saying, red sky at night. And I'm going to go to Adam, see if we can get the answer. Hey, Adam, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy. Finish this. Red sky at night?
Big bush.
Big bush.
Big
yes.
bush, exactly.
Hang on, Adam. We are going to give you a 4-pack of tickets, and you can join the Philadelphia Wings in honoring military and first responders during Local Heroes Night when the Wings take on the New England Black Wolves, and that's February 16th, Wells Fargo Center. Tickets on sale now via wingslax.com.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music View on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right. We're going to begin with the Grammys. Grammys were on last night, and Greta Van Fleet and the late Chris Cornell were among the winners in the rock categories at the 61st annual Grammy Awards held last night. Once again, the rock awards were handed out during a pre-telecast ceremony.
It's annoying.
Indicating the Recording Academy's lack of interest in promoting rock music. Greta Van Fleet was up for 4 prizes, and they won one of them, which was Best Rock Album for its From the Fires EP. The Michigan Band was also nominated for Best Rock Song, Best Rock Performance, and Best New Artist.
Who won Best New Artist in the rock category?
That's not a rock category.
It's, separate,
it's an overall Best New
Artist. Oh, that's right.
You know what, Steve?
I know who it was.
I don't know.
I forgot her name.
Oh, is it? It's not the Country Girl, is it?
No.
When we were talking about earlier?
Hell.
Nick, can you look up?
Yep. Hell.
Best New Artist from the 2019 Grammy Awards. Chris Cornell won
Casey
in...
Casey Musgraves?
There we go.
Is that the girl?
Or did she just win big?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Okay.
And Dua Runa.
So Chris Cornell won the Best Rock Performance category in the pre-telecast ceremony. Cornell was honored for the song When Bad Does Good from the career-spanning box set released last year. It marked his 3rd Grammy win. His kids were there, and I think we have audio of that case, if you could pull that up.
Yep.
His children, Tony and Christopher, accepted the award with an emotional speech. And
I got to go to a different folder.
My bad.
Okay, no, that's all right.
I got you, bro.
All right. And so they got up and they accepted the award and had a couple things to say. And
it would be great if I didn't suck at my job, though, right?
No, it's not bad.
You're
pretty good. All right, here we go.
I never thought we'd be standing here without my dad, and I'm sure you'd be proud and honored. He was known for many things. He is a rock icon, the godfather,
of grunge and the creator of a movement whose contribution to music history made a lasting impact across genres and generations. His voice was his vision, and his music was his peace. Thank you so much to the Recording Academy, and thank you to our mom, his love, his muse, and his savior, who continues to carry out our father's legacy. And a huge thank you to his fans for the loud love and support. This is for you, Daddy, and we love you so much.
That's awesome.
Man, this is for you, Daddy. Oh,
okay, we need the room now for a gaming convention.
I mean, come on.
They got to move the Grammys along.
Yeah,
I know.
It's a Halo convention.
A little more respect.
If everyone could just leave, please, now. Well, yeah, I agree, Steve.
Having an arts and crafts demonstration from Floral and Hardy.
Oh, well.
Well.
So not having seen the awards last night, did they do an in memoriam like they do with...
Yes, they did, yeah.
And was Chris represented in
that? You know what? I missed the one, that's the one segment. I think I had to make pee-pees, okay. And I totally forgot to see it, but I'm sure they did.
Mm. Wait, when did he die, though?
Well, that was what I was about to ask. Yeah. It wasn't last year, was it? It was...
Oh, then maybe not. So, you know, obviously Aretha Franklin was in the memoriam section, and...
Yeah, he died in May of 2017.
Oh, my God. It seems like just yesterday.
Well, Cornell beat out fellow nominees Arctic Monkeys, The Fever 333 or 333, Greta Van Fleet, and Hailstorm. Lizzie Hale was a presenter at the ceremony, by the way.
As I said, though, throughout the actual performance, throughout the actual Grammy Awards themselves in the real auditorium, rock weaved its way in and out, you know. Gaga's cover of her own song, she performed it as a kind of a ripping rock song.
Did she?
Yeah.
Other rock winners included St. Vincent for Best Rock Song, High on Fire for Best Metal Performance, and Beck for Best Alternative Album.
Yeah, I saw the St. Vincent, and, you know, I'm familiar with the song, but it was old, right? So when I saw that they won, I'm like, well, when did this come out? It came out in 2017. But, they do have, like, parameters on when a certain song or album can come out. And, I mean, it really, I think it's like October 1st of 2017 to September 30th of 2018. And it came out in October or late October of 2017.
It's weird how these things are reckoned because, you know, with streaming, a lot of times there's not the average regular album release or songs come out in bits and pieces and then they release an official album and. Who knows what?
By the way, the majority of the awards in the 84 Grammy categories spread across 30 fields were handed out in the pre-telecast event. Red Hot Chili Peppers were the sole rock act to perform during the broadcast in collaboration with Post Malone.
Yeah, I can understand giving an award to the guy who, you know, for technical innovation on the zither, you can give that at the dinner, you know, but I mean, Chris Cornell.
I mean, rock music.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, it's been around for a while. So Tool singer Maynard James Keenan has now said the band's long-awaited album. New album will arrive in, did I say album three or four times there?
How about
album? late spring or early summer. Maynard tweeted on Friday that he and his bandmates were midway through mixing the effort. He said, best ballpark guess, release date somewhere between mid-May and mid-July.
All right.
More focused.
Believe it when I see it.
To follow as we progress. So I guess it looks like it's getting there finally. Metallica and the San Francisco Giants have announced that the night will take place. It'll be April 26th at Oracle Park, formerly AT&T Park in San Francisco, as the Giants take the field against the New York Yankees. A statement on the band's website said members of the band will be on hand to start things off with the national anthem and first pitch, sticking around all night to cheer on the team against the New York Yankees. As is customary, we'll take part in some of the between-inning fun and games, as well as an exclusive pregame VIP event. So they're going to do that yet again. Guns N' Roses guitarist Richard Fortus has told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that the band may unveil a new studio LP in the not-so-distant future. Fortus said Slash is on tour with a solo group right now. Once he gets back from that, we're going to get some recording done and hopefully get an album out soon, and then we'll be back. We'll get back to touring. There's been speculation about a new album from the band ever since three-fifths of its original lineup reunited in 2016 for the recently completed Not in This Lifetime tour. Slash himself told Classic Rock magazine that Axl had material already recorded, adding, I think everybody thinks it's a good idea and everybody would like to do it. So we shall see if that happens. Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee has called out Kiss for the band's stage production on its current End of the Road tour, saying that it, quote, looks identical to the show that the crew took out on its own farewell trek about just a few years ago. Tommy tweeted a video of Kiss's End of the Road kickoff concert in Vancouver, in which Gene Simmons and guitarist Tommy Thayer are carried by two gigantic cranes over the entire arena floor. Lee wrote in a caption, "Damn, Kiss. Sure looks identical to Motley Crue's final tour." Fans,
does that matter?
Right. Fans responded to Lee's tweet, which I think rightfully so, by taking one side or the other. But one wrote, "Your entire stage show and looks were inspired by Kiss in the first place. Pretty much every 80s hair metal band were doing what Kiss had done years before."
Oh,
so
snap.
Yeah. Is that Gene?
Yep.
You've been had.
Yeah, you invented everything, Tommy Lee. Suck it.
And he said, apparently this is not the first time that Lee's implied that another artist was borrowing from a stage design. Last November, he threatened legal action against Travis Scott after finding out that the rapper's stage included a roller coaster the drummer claimed was too similar to the one that he had used on the cruise last
year. Tommy, your huge penis is drawing all the blood from your brain.
That's one thing that might be happening.
That's it.
Possible. And then a little bit more on the classic rock side of things, but I don't know if you saw this or not, but Lindsey Buckingham.
Yes.
Underwent open heart surgery last week, according to a post by his wife on Facebook on Friday night. And according to the post, his surgery resulted in vocal cord damage, which may have been due to a tracheotomy. Although no details of what procedures were undertaken have been revealed. A post-op photo of the couple, though, was on her social media, and you can see his face and neck are severely bruised.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
So they don't, they believe there's been some damage, but they believe his prognosis is good. That's what I heard late yesterday.
Yeah, I don't, we'll just have to wait and see how it all.
We're just excited, Preston, because both you and I are going to get some procedures done, and we don't want to lose our voices.
Right, exactly.
So it's very encouraging.
Yeah, you're going today?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Heart disease has been a well-known issue in Buckingham's immediate family. His father, Morris, died at age 55.
Whoa.
And his oldest brother, Greg, an Olympic silver medalist swimmer, by the way, in the 1968 Mexico City Games and former world record holder in two events, also died of a heart attack in 1990. He was only 45.
That's horrible.
I didn't know
they had that bad an issue.
And I didn't know his brother was a medal winner either.
All this hubbub with the band, too, has probably caused some stress.
And then one last thing. We have an announcement. Yes, the Preston and Steve Show are excited about this particular show that's coming to the BB&T Pavilion.
Yeah.
Wednesday, August 21st. And listen to this. And I can say Grammy winner, Beck, and Cage the Elephant, and Spoon.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, it is going to be, like I said, BB&T Pavilion, Wednesday, August 21st. Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. And guess what? I got a pair before you.
Nice.
How about that?
Beck was entranced by the Dolly Parton tribute last night. They kept cutting to him.
Caller number 17, you get the tickets, 215-263-WMMR. I've seen Beck a couple times.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Great show.
He knows how to put on a great show. So 215-263-WMMR. And, of course, KG Elephant is a great band, too.
Yes.
So they're going to pull that off. And Spoon. So caller 17, tickets are yours. Give us a call, and we'll set you up. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, wrapping the thing up, I'll tell you about the Word of the Week prize when we get back. Stay with us.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
So glad somebody's carrying the rock torch.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the Grammys and how they've kind of bailed on rock altogether, which sucks.
Somebody texted in, and that does suck, but at least there were places like MMR carrying the torch.
There you go. Doing what we can.
We fight the good fight.
We are going to say hello to not Pierre Robert, but Brent Porsche.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you, Brent?
I am doing great. And going back to that Raconteur song for a second, doesn't it sound a little bit like the Kinks, Tired of Waiting for You?
Yeah, oh,
a little bit. The very beginning of it.
I'd have to hear how the guitar part goes in the beginning. Case, can you pull that up?
Yeah. Sync them up.
So tired.
It's a Sunday driver from Raconteurs.
Tired of waiting for you.
All right,
Do we have it?
Play the beginning of the Raconteurs first to see if you can hum it over that.
I don't think we have that Kinks song.
What's
the name of it?
Tired of Waiting for
No,
You.
No, we don't have the Kinks song.
Son of a bitch.
Well, this
here
is
we are, carrying the torch of rock, MMR.
Torch just went out. Spoke way too torch soon. Just went out. No, are we supposed to have access to everybody's music?
Well, it would be in the archives. It would be in the, which is next door to the 4F studio. So,
Marissa's going to get it for us in a second now.
What was the other thing I was going to mention? I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Do you have to do it rock?
Speaking of I'm sorry, I want to apologize for today. I've not been here at all. I haven't been feeling well.
Were not feeling well.
I didn't feel well yesterday. I don't feel well today. People can suck it.
No, I know what the problem is. You're not drinking.
No, it's because I decided to drink weekend. And Daddy forgot how that makes you feel. So
I am a little tired because I'm doing that endoscopy thing today. Just a little checkup thing. You can only drink water. So I didn't get my my little caffeine boost this morning and my little protein bar. And even just that, not having that, it's making me a little tired.
Oh, and you get cranky.
I get a little cranky. Yeah.
I don't know what's happened.
I just wrote an angry letter to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I don't know what's happened to this show, though. Nobody drinks anymore. Except for me.
You mean nobody drinks
anymore?
Well,
you're giving it up. Nick doesn't really drink. Steve and Casey don't drink. It's like, I'm the only drunk on the show. That sucks.
So there's a lot on your shoulders. Start getting blasted.
Marissa drinks.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got your buddy over there.
Marissa
drinks.
The heck?
I'm just taking a little siesta from it.
He'll be back. Stronger than ever.
I have way too much bourbon at home. And what the hell am I supposed
to
do?
You have top quality bourbon.
Damn good bourbon.
Now you just start cooking with it or something.
I don't know.
All right, do you want to do this Kinks Raconteurs thing?
Yeah,
which one do you want to hit first?
He wants to hear Raconteurs first.
Raconteurs, yeah, here's the key.
Are you saying that part of it?
Coming up. You'll hear it. Right here, this part.
So tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you.
Right now, play the original.
Right,
it's a little
different, but very similar.
So tired, tired of waiting, for you.
Pierre was going on, Pierre and Pancake last week. They were playing, it was from Ghost. It wasn't Rats, was it? Or was it Dance Macabre, one of the newer songs. And they were playing Boston's Amanda.
Right.
And trying to make comparisons to that.
They got locked in that?
Here, Pancake, come in. That was kind of weak. Just the slightest bit, yes, maybe.
Yes.
Not blatantly.
The pacing of the Ghost song is a little bit faster. I could hear where he would say it. So whenever the song would play, Pierre would be in the studio. And whenever that part would come up, he would sing Amanda.
All right.
So it was in his head. So
not
so
your head.
No, that one wasn't.
What was the one that was in your head?
That was the Arlo Guthrie, Alice's Restaurant. Pierre Wants to Kill.
Right.
And with that, I think the rock torch dimmed a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to hear the Ghost thing?
Sure.
All right. So all the way from the beginning or right where the edit's made there?
I don't know.
Right. All right. I'll start at about 30 seconds.
There you go. That does sound exactly like Boston.
It's incredible.
Oh my God.
They're even singing Amanda.
Ding. I don't know if it's just to be edited there. Hang on.
Amanda.
Yeah, good luck getting that out of here.
Rat over there, and there's a rat over there. Amanda.
My rat named Amanda.
You know what I didn't notice, though? Because I thought
it's Dance Macabre.
Yeah, right? That is Dance Macabre.
Yes, Dance Macabre.
I didn't know that he... I thought he was singing, I'm going to be with you in the moonlight. And his accent said bewitch, but he's saying, I want to be with you.
Bewitched.
I
want to bewitch you.
I want to bewitch you.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Or maybe it's Darren. Both.
We learned stuff.
I want to be your Darren.
All right. So anyway, glad we cleared all that up.
I confused you.
Brent, you ready?
Hello. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do the letter of the day. Here we go.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
The letter H as in hooray for Monday.
All right. And we're going to get a full word from Brent because he's going to be here all week long at 4 p.m. And we will give away a 4-pack of pit tickets to see Disturbed with 3 days grace. Presented by WMMR, Monday, February 18th, Wells Fargo Center. And you can listen to Jackson all this week for more chances to win and to qualify for the grand prize, which is actually to be security detail and escort the band on stage, plus an autographed set list. Tickets are on sale now. Details, rules, and links at WMMR.com. So we'll give that away on Friday.
Yeah, cool.
What do you have in store for this snowy day,
sir? Jam-packed show today. Workforce Blocks, Lincoln Park for Mike Shinoda's birthday.
Nice.
I'm going to do a block of Muse and Preston. I swear they do this to F with me. I got a block of Rush today.
All right.
So I think we may do an all-live song Rush
today. Wow.
Really? I have a few tricks ready for you.
All right.
Up. Yeah.
Very good.
No 9, 10, 20 minute La Villa Stragiato's though.
So. I challenged Brent to play La Villa Stragiato one time, and it's, you know, it's
what
long.
Is this?
It's instrumental and it's long.
This?
Bill didn't quite care for that too much. All right. So,
just anyhow. Lost half the listenership.
Brent's up next. Let me thank our sponsors, Preston and Steve Show, brought to you today by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the fastest way in and out, Philly International, and Armor Metals and Recycling. For all your armor, not your armor, for all your metal and...
Yes, my armor is getting a little thin and pitted.
Your armor
yes,
needs...
Yes, my Panther tank needs a new refit.
For all your armor needs.
For all your armor needs. Listen, it's a rough world.
I know.
No, it's for all your metal and computer recycling needs. My chainmail is just shot.
Yes, my tiger tank is having issues.
Tomorrow, Tattoos Day, and that means we are going to have Chris Shockley from Ink Masters stopping in to do a special tattoo tomorrow.
And we may also, we're still working out the details, but we may be giving away an opportunity to come back into the studio later this week to get tattooed by Clean Rock One, who is like one of like
the megas
of Ink Masters.
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
All right, so that is it. We are done. Rage on. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Can someone please explain to me how a truck can plow one street and drive right past the next? One street, skip a street, skip two streets. Makes no sense to me.
Next message.
I want to say thank you to the woman who gave me and my boyfriend a ride to my aunt's house in the middle of a blizzard because Sutta wasn't showing up. Thank you again. So much love to you.
Next message.
Yes, for all you folks out there in the world that are celebrating Friendsgiving and Galentine's Day, I'd like you to invite you to my house where we're having Fistmas. Merry Fistmas.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.